They're the envy of 37 other schools. Today, the four best teams in Class 3A Colorado High School football are battling for the chance to play for a gold football. Two of those teams are about to collide here in Rifle. The 2014 state semifinal showdown between the Rifle Bears and the Fort Morgan Mustangs is next on KMTS. Thousands of high school football players in Colorado have turned in their uniforms. Many have already attended banquets, received a little more bling for their letterman jackets, as well as a few attaboys in the obligatory attempt to console with, we'll get them next year. The Rifle Bears and the Fort Morgan Mustangs aren't ready to call it a season just yet. In about 25 minutes, these two teams will clash here at Bears Stadium with the hope of advancing to next week's 2014 state championship against either number 4 Pueblo East or top-seeded Discovery Canyon. The Mustangs, under head coach Harrison Chisholm in his eighth year at the helm, took second place in the tough Colorado 7 League behind Lutheran, the team that was ranked in the top in 3A all season. Lutheran was knocked out in the first round by Palisade. Fort Morgan up the season with a 35-3 loss to the mighty Brush Beat Diggers. Brush, by the way, playing Kent Denver today for the 2A championship. After that loss, the Mustangs ran wild with four straight shutouts, 49-zip over Niwot, 55-0 over Arvada. They beat Skyview 54-zip and blanked Weld Central 57-0. That impressive win streak was halted by Lutheran 22-16. Since then, the Mustangs have won six in a row, including two more shutouts over Englewood and Fort Lupton in last week's quarterfinal playoff win over Evergreen. And that score was 13-7. The Rifle Bears, meanwhile, have been on a roll of late. Big win over the first playoff game was against Northridge, the Grizzlies, and then last week, a gut check game against the Roosevelt Rough Riders on a snowy Saturday in Johnstown. And Jack, this almost feels like summer compared to what we endured last week.
Absolutely. The sun was shining a few minutes ago, but I can feel the breeze coming off of Anvil Points, and I think the chill factor is going to happen after a while. Hopefully the rain will hold off, though, because that could definitely affect the ball game. Right now, I think the players will determine the outcome. Last week, you know, the players sure had a lot to do with it, but so did the weather.
Yeah. Joining our broadcast this afternoon will be Daniel Liefeld. Daniel, you called the game with Pat. Good to see you at the Northridge game. You were in much balmier weather back then.
It sure was, but boy, Rifle put on a running show for everybody and really showed people what they were made of. Brock Clark, I'm looking to have a good show out of him today. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Brock, Ty Leyva, so many weapons, and of course they play both ways, and we thought that'd be a factor last week against Roosevelt, because they had the numbers roster-wise. They had probably 60 kids dressed, and a lot of them going just playing one way. Rifle, of course, everybody plays both ways. They never come off the field, but I don't think they'd have it any other way.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I'm looking forward to seeing is the way that the weather affects the game today. The weather's going to be changing. I think it's going to come down to whoever can hold on to the football throughout the day and make sure that they have less turnovers. I think that's really going to be the key battle today.
Yeah, the weather forecast calling for a front to move in later this afternoon, but right now it's just perfect. The flag isn't even moving. No wind. Field's in good condition for this time of year. I think it's going to be a hard-fought contest. Again, Rifle always seems to be up to the challenge week after week. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely, and you expect that out of a Damon Wells coach team. They're just always so disciplined. They're going to hold on to the football, and they're going to do the right thing.
This is a proud day for the community of Rifle, not only for the high school football team, but Ryan Moeller, who is, of course, on the team that went to the state championship in 2012, broke all kinds of records. He's starting today for CU against Oregon.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan Moeller is, you were talking about Brock Clark and the difference he's going to make in the game today. Ryan Moeller did an even more amazing job in every single game that he played in the Rifle football uniform. So that is really proud for them.
I know he's focused on facing Marcus Mariota and a Heisman candidate, probably the Heisman winner. But I know back of his mind he's thinking, go Bears, you know, take care of business today against Fort Morgan.
Absolutely.
Well, Jack, we've had a chance to look at some of these numbers by, you know, Fort Morgan. We saw the Mustangs 2008 in the state championship game that Glenwood won. That year they went 14-0 with Stonehouse and company. Harrison Chisholm the program kind of went on, hit hard times, but he certainly brought them back. And they're a young team, but they seem pretty tough. They've got a big fullback. Stands 6'3" and about 228 pounds. It's Trey McBride.
Well, and their leading runner, Tate Kimball, is also just a sophomore. He went for 1,000 yards and 20 touchdowns, but they're one of those teams that can throw and pass. They've got a 1,000-yard passer in Joey Schneider. He is a senior. And then Kimball, and but the one thing that Rifle has is they've got that balance. I mean, Ty Leyva can break one. Brooks Pressler has scored a number of touchdowns this year.
And Blaine Vance was
the
amazing
sophomore, is just coming along game by game. I remember the first game of the season we saw him. He carried the ball four times. You know, we just thought, well, he's just in there for garbage time. And then all of a sudden, against Steamboat, he goes for 93. And against Glenwood, he goes for 100. And they use him in the first half instead of Brock Clark. So, yeah, they've got some weapons. And the thing that Rifle was unable to do last week was throw the football because of the weather. And Leighton Stutzman has shown the ability to hit the big one.
Yep.
He only uses two receivers, basically. You know, Clark out of the back or coming out, you know, behind in motion. And then he tried him in the end zone a couple of times last week. And Tyler Bossart, who had a brilliant game last week on defense. And he made probably the play of the game, remember, to run that fella down that had broken that 60-yard burst in the first quarter. Otherwise, you know, who knows? It may be a different game if Roosevelt goes ahead early in the ball game under those kind of conditions.
Fort Morgan Mustangs 10-2. The Rifle Bears 11-1. The winner playing either Discovery Canyon or Pueblo East. For Rifle, this is their 11th semifinal appearance. In 2012, they beat Pueblo East. We called that game at Dutch Clark Stadium 2 years ago. They put them in the state championship, and they ended up losing to Silver Creek. In 2005, they beat Steamboat Springs 14-7. And, of course, we remember that NIWAT game in 2004, that semifinal, and that snowstorm at Longmont High School. Well, they won that and went on to win the state championship, which was here at home against Sterling. Yes.
Yep, the roughing the punter call in the end zone.
Yep.
In the east end zone. Yep. That was the that was an exciting ball game. I expect this one to be as well, although it'll be interesting to see if the teams try to open it up or try to do what they dominate on the ground. And I got a feeling that, you know, if they try to, one team tries to key on one thing or the other, that it could be the opposite that decides the ball game. But as Dan said, turnovers are always a factor. You cannot game plan for turnovers, and they always can swing momentum.
I ran down some of those scores, those lopsided wins for Fort Morgan. And, again, you got to stop Kimball and Schneider combined. They've scored 35 touchdowns on the ground, and Schneider has thrown for 12 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards so far. Following their path through the playoffs, Fort Morgan opened up with they came in as a 10th seed. They opened up with a 35-18 win over Holy Family.
On the road.
Yep. And then took on Evergreen, the team that knocked out Glenwood in week one. They beat Evergreen last week on a snowy day, 13-7 up in Fort Morgan. And now here they are in the semifinals here in Rifle. The Bears, of course, that big win over Northridge, 61-13 here at home. And then Roosevelt 15-0. Another high-scoring team that they shut out, and now here they are against the Mustangs. Daniel, what were your impressions in that that Northridge game?
You know, I think that Rifle did a really good job of making Northridge have to run the football, because Northridge had a huge passing game. I think we're in a completely different ball game today just because Fort Morgan has such a good running game. They're very similar in the way that Rifle runs the football way more than they pass. And I think that's going to be the big thing, is they're going to have to stop the run. So I think that's what I'm really looking for out of the Rifle team, is the defense to step up and make them pass the ball. Completely the opposite of the last game.
Daniel, your experience as a referee, what's a referee's mental approach to a playoff game, especially a semifinal? You take anything differently? Do you let some things go? What is your approach?
Well, you know, we always talk about this, and every single time we step out on the field, we know we're refereeing the most important game in that town that night, and we try to put on our best. So we just we show up a little earlier for these games. We do a lot more pregame talking about what we can expect. A lot of times we watch some film of the team beforehand just to know what kind of things to expect. A lot of times if they're going to, you know, run a lot of swings, swing out to the right and stuff like that, you're going to have to watch a lot of the clip blocks. So you know what to watch a little bit.
Yeah.
These guys are out here pregame. They're watching the teams warming up and watching the plays that they're running while they warm up. That's one of the things that they're looking at is what are some of the plays that are happening that they're going to say, okay, are they going to be holding on this play? Is there more of a likelihood to hold on a, you know, bootleg or something like that? That's really the biggest thing that we're looking for as referees, knowing what the situation is.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, we'll enjoy getting your perspective on the field. We are missing a piece of equipment, and our good buddy Pat Dupre is on his way with that piece of equipment, so you'll be able to hear us. But you got the mic. We're almost set up. So when Amy gets here, we'll get you hooked up, and we'll get your perspective from the sidelines. That'll be good.
Absolutely. You know, it's also fun for us because this isn't one of our crews out here tonight. This is somebody from another area. So it'll be nice to see, you know, what some of the things that they do, some little differences.
Right. So
see if we're really better.
They won't take anything personally then if you have any off-headed comments. I won't put you on that spot. I want to recognize some other sponsors, Country Florist for the semifinals and the championship if they make it, Wingnuts, Gilco Petroleum and Tire, Subway and Rifle and Parachute, B&B Plumbing, Rifle Works, and Microplastics. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Damon Wells. You're listening to State Semifinal Playoff Football right here on KMTS. And welcome back to Rifle High School, Bears Stadium. We're about, 11 minutes away or so from the kickoff, the semifinal game between the Rifle Bears and the Fort Morgan Mustangs. And Coach Damon Wells, a rich, long history here at Rifle High School as an assistant coach under Dale Gorm when they won in 2004. And here he is, the head coach, and the Bears are a force to be reckoned with in the Western Slope and gaining respect throughout the state of Colorado. Coach, talked to Coach Damon Wells just a few minutes ago. Remember, it's never gets old, does it?
No, it's a joy to be around these kids here that we recognize what a gift it is, and we're really thankful that we're able to bring a game like this to the Western Slope, specifically to Rifle, and we love being here.
Absolutely. Talk about last week's game just briefly. I mean, that was a real test of character and mental toughness, wasn't it?
I think so. We preached to our kids that the weather and the field conditions were going to be the same for both teams. So, you know, more than the weather and more than the field conditions, it was a quality football team that was the real obstacle. And I think any time you're able to be successful against a team like Roosevelt, that means a lot.
Talk about the one loss against Palisade. Was that kind of a wake-up call for you guys, or did they say, okay, we got some work to do?
No. We've been in the league for so long, same old cast of characters that, you know, it was 10-10 with less than 2 minutes left, and it came down to the wire. We wouldn't have expected it any other way. Remember, there was a four-year stretch where whoever lost the Rifle Palisade game went on to play for the state championship. So we used to have jokingly say that one of our goals for the year was to lose the Palisade. So we can check that one off the list now.
All right. Well, talk about this game against Fort Morgan. This is a team that has overcome some obstacles and playing a tough league. What kind of matchup do they bring to you?
They're a good quality football team. A lot of people have gone out of their way to try to mention the mirror images between the two of us, and I don't know about that. I just know that they seem to have good, tough kids and good coaching staff, and I think it'll be a fun day.
They seem well-balanced. What do they present on offense?
Again, just tough kids. They're a threat to do just about everything, so you can't load up and try to take away any one thing. So we'll have our hands full, no doubt.
Offensively, how do you go about going after their defense?
I don't know. We're just going to try to be ourselves, and hopefully that's the answer.
Talk about your leaders have really brought this team along nicely. Each game, they just seem to step up, like Brock Clark and Ty Lable.
We have good kids. I've said that a million times, and I don't know if I've said it so many times that people don't believe it, but we just have good kids.
Well, good luck today, Coach.
Thanks so much.
Coach Damon Wells, the Rifle Bears.
Please do not go on the playing field or into restricted
quiet areas. Confidence.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting. He's mentioned that Palisade loss a couple of times. And, you know, superstition in pro football is, well, in any sport, it seems to play a role somewhat. But It's interesting also that the other side of the playoff bracket held to form. Number one is playing number four, but Rifle knocked out number two, and Fort Morgan knocked out number three. Or was it vice versa? I think that was the way it was. But anyway, so now we have 6 and 10 ranked teams playing in this ball game, and but one of them's going to be in the championship. And if form holds true, the loser of the Rifle Palisade game plays for the championship, then the Bears have their ticket. But they're going to have to earn it out here, obviously. And introductions being made now. Let's see. The Rifle Bears are waiting to make their entrance. Let's see. They have first downs to touchdowns. The cheerleaders holding signs, awaiting the team to come out of the locker room. Fort Morgan's huddled up in front of their goalpost. And
a good crowd came from Fort Morgan, made the drive down. Hopefully they won't be driving back in wintry weather.
Here come the Bears.
Here come the Bears.
Arm in arm.
11-1, the only loss to Palisade. Of course, Damon Wells will give his coaches a lot of credit. Anthony Alfini, Bob Blanchard, Corey Craner, Ryan Mackley, Jeremy O'Donnell, Jonathan Rice, John Scrabeck, and the newest addition, John Arledge, former Palisade head coach. And they really enjoy having Coach Arledge as part of the staff. He brings a lot of intensity to this team. And a familiar Onward Rifle for you Badger fans on Wisconsin. And Bears fans hoping we'll be playing that tune a lot tonight. Fort Morgan, second place in the Colorado 7 League, behind Lutheran, 6-1 in the league, 10-2 overall. Elizabeth is the third place team, then Vista Peak Prep, Skyview, Weld Central, Englewood, and Fort Lupton. Bears, of course, Western Slope champs outright. Fourth year in a row they've won the league title, or at least got a share of it.
Well, now there's an interesting thing happening. The players are holding hands and they have their helmets between their feet, but they had to move down some, so they're grabbing their helmets with their feet and hopping to their left. It's a new agility drill. I haven't seen that one before. Team photo is what's happening here, I guess.
Well, you got to give Ryan Mackley and the rest of the staff so much credit for photography and videography. They do a professional job that would rival any network, doing highlights and capturing the season game by game with narration. It's just a tremendous job. I know it's great for creating memories for the players, for the parents. Four captains out there for Rifle, four for Fort Morgan. For Rifle, it's Chris Johnson and Alex Gould is out there.
Austin Shepard, I think, or is that 83?
83.
No, there is no 83.
No, 60. I'm sorry.
It's got to be Austin Shepard.
That is
Shepard.
Austin Shepard. And then 31, James Straw out there for the...
James is just a junior. That's kind of a special honor. I'm good friends with the Straw family.
Rifle will defend the Western end zone. So, Fort Morgan...
Fort Morgan won the toss and elected to defer to the second half. So Rifle's going to have to take the ball here to start off. And that's, I think, the wrong choice for Fort Morgan if they've ever seen Rifle special teams. But
they have popped a few touchdowns.
Yeah, you saw the Northridge game, the very first play of the game.
Brock
was a
Clark.
Kickoff return for a touchdown.
Took it to the house. We're going to pause right now for our national anthem.
By Rifle High School sophomore Juliet Prado, the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
Our national anthem. We're going to take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll have the opening kickoff from Bear Stadium. The Bears and the Mustangs, semifinal playoff football on KMTS. Welcome back to Bear Stadium. The stands are rocking in the home on the home side. The Rifle Bears and the Fort Morgan Mustangs. The winner moving on to the state championship. The Bears will receive the opening kickoff. There's the kick from Franny Gonzalez, taken by Stutzman at the 3 to the 10, 15, 20. Finds a room, 30, 35. And they're going to mark him down at the 36-yard line. Nice return for Leighton Stutzman.
Very unusual for a team to use its quarterback as a return man, but Leighton returns punts as well, especially when you've got Brock Clark, you've got Ty Leiva, you've got all kinds of speedy weapons back there, but they like his hands, and as we saw just there, nice little move he put on to pick up about an extra 10 yards.
33-yard return for Stutzman. He's on at quarterback.
Bears happy to have solid turf under them again.
And out to Brock Clark, sweep right side. Clark's got room. He's tripped up as he gets across the 40-yard line to about the 42. Gain of 6, second down and 4. Cody Rice was starting it as a slot back. Bears wing tee offense.
Of course, he had the big interception in the snow last week to put a halt to any chance Roosevelt had.
Clark slot left. Leiva in motion. Hand off to Leiva. Sweep left side. Leiva's got room. 45. Got a first down. 50. 45 to the 44. Fort Morgan. Tackled by Austin Cosman,
and
a flag is thrown after the play.
Alex Gould just pancaked one of the Fort Morgan players, number 2, Isaiah Lopez, on that sweep.
And a personal foul against Fort Morgan, a little roughness.
Well, that'll be tacked on.
Post-tackle activity there.
As the gain was into Fort Morgan territory.
Yeah. Attack on 15 yards, and it brings it down to the Fort Morgan 29-yard line on the Bears' opening drive.
Well, that's one thing Rifle has been really good about in these playoffs. They had one penalty against Northridge and just 2 against Roosevelt.
First and 10, Bears at the 29 of the Mustangs. Give to Blaine Vance, right side. Vance protecting that football, gets across the 25 to about the 24-yard line.
So three plays, three different ball carriers so far for the Bears.
Gain of 5, second and 5.
So absolutely no opportunity for anybody to be keying on anyone at this point.
Stutzman gets the play from Coach Damon Wells. Second down and 5 from the 24. Bears going right to left. Brock Clark in motion. Hand off to Clark. Right side. Nice sweep. Guys has blockers. Breaks a couple tackles. Stiff arms a man. He's to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Rifle. You betcha.
Well, bread and butter play for Rifle. Starting Clark in motion. And what a difference a dry turf has made already in this ball game. I can't read that clock. 10:24?
10:24, yep.
There's a lot of light out here.
Eduardo Sandoval on to attempt the extra point. Good snap placement. Kick is up. Right down the middle. It's 7-0 Bears with 10:24 left in the first quarter. Semifinal playoff action continues on KMTS. The Bears opening drive ends up in a touchdown. Hand off to Clark. Hand off to Leiva. Blaine Vance. Unnecessary roughness penalty. Gives another 15 yards. And boom, boom, boom. They score. A 24-yard touchdown run by Brock Clark. 7-0 Bears. 10:24 left. First quarter.
Well, it took a minute, 36 seconds to go that 64
Sandoval,
yards.
High, deep kick. Haven't seen too many of those. Taken at the 1 by Dylan Knapp. He takes it right up the middle and carries to the 20 to about the 22-yard line.
That's Daylin Knapp. Sorry, I didn't give you that pronunciation.
He's a sophomore.
Well, we'll see what kind of heart the Fort Morgan Mustangs brought with them from the Eastern Slope as they got punched in the mouth early here.
Joey Schneider, 6'3", 170 pounds, a senior at quarterback.
He doesn't run much, but at 6'3", he has pretty good peripheral vision.
Three in the backfield behind Schneider. Long count. He wants the pass, and he is going to be brought down.
Is it Shepard? I think so. No, it's Alex Gould.
Alex Gould on the quarterback sack on the first play. It wasn't much of a play-action fake. And a loss of, it's like about seven, second down and 17. Again, three in the backfield. Now they shift. Frank Rosales goes wide out. In motion. McBride. Nothing there. Hand off, and the Rifle Bears are pumped. Joe Kosh on the tackle. Toby McBride, a fullback. 6'3", 2 1/4. He's a horse.
Scored 14 touchdowns this year.
He's jogging off.
But you're down seven early, and you're facing second and 19.
Ball at the 14-yard line. Third down and a ton. In the shotgun is Schneider. One in the backfield. Four receiver set. Rolls to his left. Sets up. Throws over the middle. It is caught for a first down.
Boy, just enough. That
complete to Eric Kimball.
That was a nice pattern. Kimball is their leading receiver.
Schneider threw a bullet. Rolling to his left, set up, and fired a strike to Kimball for a first down. Got just enough. Complete at the 33-yard line.
Eric is a senior. I presume his brother Tate is in the backfield, a sophomore.
Leading ball carrier. Shotgun formation. Schneider rolls to his right, throws complete to the sideline.
Kimball
caught
again.
By Eric Kimball again. Another first down as he took it. A catch and run up the sideline. And nice completion there. And another first down for the Mustangs.
Well, they've battled back and through the air, back-to-back first downs. 20-yard pass, and that one up to the, 47 was good for 14. Both to Eric Kimball.
Shotgun again. Schneider takes the snap. Straight back. No pressure. Steps up. Fires. Incomplete. Pass defended there nicely by Cody Rice.
Well, and Rice,
second and 10.
He had the inside position on that, and he was looking to make a pick, but the ball was thrown to the outside shoulder on the sideline.
Bears lead 7-0 on their opening drive. 24-yard touchdown run by Brock Clark. The Mustangs on the move here.
Schneider.
Second down and 10 from their own 47.
Schneider not quite 50% of his passes, 52 of 108. He has been picked off five times. But did throw for 1,000 yards.
Four receiver set, two to either side. Schneider back to throw. Pressure comes from the backside. He's going to be brought down. He's sandwiched. Oh, my. Bringing the
ball's loose.
Tyler Bossard.
Rifle's got it.
And it is a fumble. The Bears have recovered. Tyler Bossard came from the left side, crashing down. Schneider did not see him, and Bossard just lit him up. And ball came loose. The Bears with the first turnover of the game. 7-0 Rifle. Bears have the ball at the Mustang 38. Stutzman breaks him from the huddle. Ball near the right hash mark. Bossard is wide left to the near side. Hand off left tackle to Blaine Vance. Vance carries up to the 35. That's forward progress. That's where they'll put the ball down. Inspiring holiday centerpieces and poinsettias are available now at the Country Florist and Silt. Receive 10% off when you mention you heard of this on KMTS. The Country Florist would like to congratulate the Rifle Bears and wishes you all a happy and thankful Thanksgiving. When you're nuts for the Rifle Bears, where else are you going to go? Wing Nuts, of course. Burgers and wings after the game sounds good. They're nuts for the Bears at Wing Nuts. Gain of four there. Second down and six for the Bears. Clark in motion. Hand off to Clark. Sweep right side. Has blockers. Clark taking tacklers with him and powers his way up to the 30-yard line. That'll bring up third and short. 7-0 Bears, or about 7:30 to go in the first quarter.
Well, I wish we had Dan on the sideline, but I thought that Cody Rice got that recovery, but that's just a guess on my part from the way his teammates greeted him as he came back. And there was another rifle player in on that sack, but he was on the Fort Morgan side and couldn't pick off his number.
Third down at 2 for the Bears at the 30-yard line.
Bosshart was definitely the
hand off to Clark, right side. Finds some room and able to keep his legs churning and gets the first down. He was caught short of the first down marker, but able to get loose. Good hard running and another first down for the Bears. They lead 7-0. Stutzman out there to meet Coach Damon Wells to get the play. Ball marked at the 26-yard line of Fort Morgan. Already I see some Mustang linemen with their hands on their hips.
That's a long trip. I'm Clark, sure they made it yesterday.
Fake the Clark. Keeper by
bootleg.
Bootleg by Stutzman to the 20, to the 15, tripped up near the 10-yard line. And making the tackle was
Austin.
Eric Flughoft.
Now it was Austin Kosman that actually saved the touchdown, though, because he's the one that dove and got a piece of his foot.
Another first down for the Bears at the 11-yard line. 7-0 Rifle, 6:35 left in the first quarter.
And that's a play, you know, we've only seen Rifle four times, but I've not seen that bootleg before.
Austin Knight goes wide right. Clark slot left. Vance the lone back behind Stutzman. Bears in their home blue jerseys, gold pants. Stutzman under center. Clark goes in motion. Hand off to Clark. Sweep right side. Has room. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Clark again. You betcha.
And credit goes to Austin Knight for a key block on the perimeter to allow Clark to get loose and into the end zone standing up. Boy, you know, I was talking to a couple of fans before the game about how this would probably be a close game. The Bears are making it look like a blowout early.
6:11 left in the first quarter. Sandoval, extra point, kick is up. It is perfect. 14-0 Bears, 6:11 to go in the first quarter in this state semifinal playoff game. Continues after this on KMTS.
Let's give it up for those
Rifle Bears leading 14-0. Two touchdown runs by Brock Clark, a 29-yarder in their opening drive. Second drive capitalizing on a Fort Morgan fumble. 11 yards for Clark capped off that one. And Sandoval's been good on both PATs, 14-zip Bears. But watch out for Fort Morgan. We've seen that early on that Joey Schneider can throw the ball. He's got some good weapons out there.
Well, the Bears capitalized on that turnover.
Sandoval's kick. High. Yep. Whistles might be offside. Yeah, we got a flag.
Flag on the play.
Well, they're going to make Rifle re-kick that one, I'm guessing.
And we were used to seeing Sandoval, those pooch kicks or those high short kicks, usually taken by the up guy around the 20. But his first kick was high and deep, taken at the one. That one was a deep one, but now he has to step back a few yards.
Well, let's see if he tries to drop one now.
With the kickoff from the 35 now.
The Mustangs have men in those gap areas where Sandoval likes to pop the ball just beyond the first five.
Knapp is one of the receivers. Sandoval. Now,
there it is.
There's the familiar high pooch kick. Fair catch. Made by Tate Kemble.
And
at the 27, 28-yard line.
They've scouted Rifle well, and they were aware that the Bears like to do that, and immediately he signaled for a fair catch, which is what Roosevelt did last week, if you recall. Rifle tried a couple of those.
Ball at the Fort Morgan 28-yard line. 14-0 Bears. 6:10 left in the first quarter.
After the fumble recovery, which I think was by Cody Rice, his mom is here. I should ask her.
Schneider in the shotgun takes the snap. hands it off to Kimball, breaks a couple of tackles. Kimball has some room up the sideline.
One man to stop
and Brock
him.
Clark can't bring him down. Stutzman's there. And finally, Kimball brought down near the Rifle 40-yard line, marking at the 42.
You know, Rifle getting off to this quick start sort of makes you think that Fort Morgan maybe doesn't belong on the same field. Well, they've shown in just a few plays that they really are an explosive team.
Jesus Ibarra, one of the big linemen for Fort Morgan. They got some horses up front, no pun intended, the Mustangs.
And that was a gain of 29 on the first carry of the game for Tate Campbell.
Into Bear territory at the 43 is where they mark it. Shotgun formation again. McBride is the back. Man in motion. Sweep right side. Tate Campbell again. This time brought down. He's corralled.
I think it's...
is it Jose Prado? Yes. Big 79. Jose Prado.
He just grabbed him like he was a store mannequin and flung him to the ground.
Loss of a yard. Bring up second down and 11 at the 44 of Rifle.
And that was a slow-developing sweep to the right side.
McBride and Kimball in the I formation. Now behind Schneider under center. Turns, hands off to Kimball. Nothing there. Loss of a couple of yards on that play. And Dakota Cheney in on the tackle, along with Dylan Loving. Alex Gould.
Cheney that was the first one in there, but
Toby Bears. McBride, that 6'3", 225-pound fullback, supposed to lead the charge in that I formation, and Rifle read the formation and the play perfectly. Loss of three. Third down at 14 now. Schneider in the shotgun. Off the right hash mark. Takes the snap. Rolls to his right. Sets up. Throws. Incomplete.
Good coverage by Cody Rice.
Pass was intended for Austin Cosman, and the Mustangs have to punt it away. Fourth down and 14. 14-0 Bears. 4:21 left first quarter. Bilco Petroleum and Tires, your new tire store in West Rifle, specializing in Goodyear tires and many other tire brands. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears from Gilco Petroleum and Tire in West Rifle. Eating fresh is easy at your local Subway and Rifle and Parachute. Celebrate a great football season with a foot-long or a 6-inch sub after the game. Let's go Bears. Subway, eat fresh. Kimball's the punter. Takes a good snap. Gets it away. Wobbly kick. It'll be taken near the 11-yard line by Austin Knight. Can't get away from those defenders. Good coverage by Fort Morgan. Caught it at the 11 and went backwards, tackled at the 9. Bears up 14-0 here in the first quarter. 4:09 left. Stutzman trots out with the play. Kind of a cloudy day, a gray day, but no threatening weather yet. No wind either. The flag is Clark in motion. Hand off to Vance over the middle. And Fort Morgan stuffed the hole there. And that was big Toby McBride leading the charge. He gets credit for the tackle. A 1 yard gain, first, second down and 9 for the Bears.
Vance ran so well in the snow last week. His best day of the season, 150 yards.
Bossart wide left. Second down and 9 for the Bears. Vance behind Stutzman.
Keeper,
fakes,
I think.
Fakes the handoff, keeps it. Stutzman following his blockers. And and he carries up to the 13-yard line. Third down and 7. Make it third and 6.
Will the Bears go to the air here, third and 6?
Bossart, his best weapon, is receiving weapon, is wide right, the far side.
Clark
in motion.
Again. Yep,
nope,
Clark.
They fake, handoff to Clark, looking for that first down marker.
Can't get around it.
Nope. And good pursuit by the Fort Morgan defense. Holds him to about a 1 yard gain, and the Bears got to punt it away.
He was looking all the while to try to cut back, but Fort Morgan They've seen that play a few times, probably many times on film, and a few times today, and they played it well that time.
And Tyler Brossard's ready to take the snap around the 2-yard line.
He's made very few punts this year, maybe one a game.
Good snap. Pressure, a little bit of pressure comes. Someone may have got a piece of it, or he just shanked it off his foot. It looked like the way the ball traveled, looked like it was blocked partially.
And this is going to give Fort Morgan great field position.
Inside the 40 of Rifle.
And the clock is still running.
Yep, 2 minutes exactly. Why? Left in the first quarter.
Why would it be running?
I don't know.
On a change of possession?
Ball at the 37-yard line of the Bears.
It was 2:08 when the ball went out of bounds and they ran off. Now it's 1:49.
Three in the backfield behind Schneider, under center. Hands it off to Kimball. Breaks a couple of tackles off left tackle. And big gain for Kimball. Carries up to the 31-yard line. Gain of six.
Kimball gained 1,077 yards this year and scored 20 touchdowns as a sophomore.
Make it the 32-yard line, gain of five, second and five. Mustangs, red, white, and black, their colors. Black helmets, well, the white Mustang on the helmet.
Take advantage of this good field position. They can make a game
Snyder's.
Of it.
Kimball cuts it up. He was going to go wide, then took it over the middle and brought down short of the first down by Gage Johnston, one of the tacklers.
Boy, I'm surprised. They're waiting until third throw.
Gain of one. Third down and four now at the 31-yard line of Rifle. 14-0 Bears. 40 seconds left in the first.
Of course, Schneider has been sacked twice already. And he's not in the shotgun. He's under center. Doesn't mean he won't throw.
Three in the backfield behind Schneider.
A jump.
And movement.
Right tackle.
5-yard penalty against the Mustangs. B&B Plumbing and Rifle serving the area for nearly 41 years. Proud to sponsor the Rifle Bears. B&B is a highly experienced full-service plumbing and heating company serving residential, commercial, and industrial needs. Offer a wide range of services including HVAC, sewer and drain, water well services, boilers, and excavation. B&B Plumbing, service that fits your schedule and budget. Call 65-3370. So with that penalty, it's now third down and nine for the Mustangs. Clock continues to run under 20 seconds now.
There were only five penalties in the whole game last week. There's already three.
Eric Kimball's wide right. Shotgun formation. Schneider back to throw. Has time. Throws caught. Short of the first down after that great tackle.
Boy, it looked like he'd easily have it, but he was belted. I'm trying to get the number there.
Kyle Daniels, the receiver. And Fujita came in and drilled him. And it is very close to the first down. It is a first down, the way they marked. That was a generous spot.
Well, they gave him his, I guess, forward progress.
That's the end of the first quarter. 14-0 Bears will switch sides. Mustangs will have the ball first and 10 at the Bear 36 after this on KMTS. We start the second quarter. Schneider throwing on first and 10 from the 27-yard line. Little hitch pass to Kyle Daniels. Good pursuit by the Rifle defense.
Well, this is a huge possession for the Mustangs.
14-0 Bears as we start the second quarter.
Trailing
no gain, second and 10.
Trailing by two like that, yeah. It's. We thought Fujita had, his tackle had brought up Daniels just a little short of the first down, but they gave it to him on the last play of the last quarter.
Lugenberg wide right. Schneider in the shotgun, high snap. Looking left, throws to the backfield. Little wheel route by Kimball. Tripped up.
Rice just got his ankle. Otherwise, yep. That's a pretty good gain.
Possibly a touchdown. He had lots of room. And that's a gain of six. Third down and four now. At the Bears' 21-yard line. 14-0 Rifle. Second quarter here just underway. Now, the big fullback, Toby McBride, comes in with a play. Lugenberg wide right. Ball at the left hash mark. Schneider in the shotgun. Three receivers left now. A man in motion. McBride the lone back. Another motion man. Sweep right side to Kemble. Looking for room. Nothing there. Maybe a yard gain. Brock Clark coming in to make the tackle.
And that was Brock Clark's running play that they used there. They put Kemble in motion, handed off to him, but
gain of a yard. That brings up fourth down and three.
Well, they have to go here.
Ball right at the 20-yard line.
Although they do have a field goal kicker.
Bears up 14-0.
I saw Franny Gonzalez kicking from about 40 yards out before the game.
Snyder under center. Might try a hard count here. That's what he's doing. Nope, he's going to take it. Fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, throws. Incomplete.
Way overthrown.
The pass was intended for Cosman. Way overthrown, as you said, over his head into the end zone. And there was a collision between Knight and Cosman. Just as that ball sailed over, now the Bears take over on downs.
Well, that's a great hold for the Bears as, you know, the poor punt gave Fort Morgan such good field position. They had the ball starting at the rifle 37. They did get a first down to the 26 and managed to get to the 20, but no further.
Stutzman under center. Vance the lone back. Clark in motion. Clark gets the handoff, takes it upfield. Clark has breaks a couple tackles, 30, stiff arms a man, 35, and finally wrestled down near the 40-yard line. And I mean wrestled down by Eric Flughoff.
Well, he kind of jumped on his back like he was piggybacking and just held on.
Took it to
Clark
the 40,
carried him.
41-yard line.
For quite a while. That's a gain of 21 for Clark, who had 52 yards in the first quarter.
He's got two touchdowns. That's Clark. 14-0 Bears. 9:30 left in the half. Stutzman breaks him from the huddle. Vance right behind Stutzman. Bossart wide left. Stutzman takes a snap. Leyba in motion. Hand
right
off over the middle to Blaine Vance. And Vance near midfield picks up about nine. They're going to mark it at the 49.
Vance
gain of eight, second and two.
Vance came into the game with 668 yards rushing, but he's only scored two touchdowns. He does a lot of the dirty work in the middle of the field. But the touchdown machines are Stutzman, Leyba, and, of course, Clark with 19.
Vance behind Stutzman, kind of shaded to the left, under center. Hand off to Vance. Hit hard, gets to the 50-yard line, and brought down by Frank Rosales. That'll bring a third down and less than a yard. Rifle Works, proud sponsor of the Rifle Bears. Rifle Works providing professional service, including bookkeeping, payroll service, employment staffing, secretarial services, and notary public. Rifle Works, where service is our highest priority since 1993. Rifle Works, 124 East 4th Street, call 625-4440. Rifle Works. Third down and less than a yard for the Bears at the 50. Clark in motion. Clark gets the handoff. Sweep right side. Mustangs read it all the way. And McBride, the big linebacker, 225 pounds, with a hard tackle and a loss.
Well, you don't see that very often. But, boy, that was great penetration by Fort Morgan. And McBride had Clark almost around the neck. That was a very high tackle. A loss of a couple.
About 3 yard loss, fourth down and four. And Bears have to punt it away.
Boy, two punts in one game. That's unheard of for the Bears this year.
Kyle Daniels, one of the receivers. Punt is away. Sideways spin taken by Kemble at the 15. Kemble breaks a couple tackles, gets some blocks up the right side. Kemble breaks another tackle, finally ridden out of bounds there by Bossart near midfield.
Well, he's hard to get a hold of. The Bears had some good angles on him.
Tank Kemble, just a sophomore. Returns punts, kicks, and gained almost 1,200 yards in the backfield.
Ball at the Fort Morgan 43 or 44. So he returned that punt 30 yards.
Three in the backfield behind Schneider. Hand off to McBride. The big fella carries across the 50 down to the 45-yard line.
more than try, but I tell you, walk on by Chad Fujita.
Fujita on the tackle. Yeah, the ball, Bear territory. Timeout called by Rifle. We'll take a break. 14-0 Bears, 7:07 to go in the first half. This state semifinal playoff game. Back with North of this on KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium, Rifle High School. The Bears leading them a Fort Morgan Mustangs 14-0 with 7:07 to go in the first half. Fort Morgan Mustangs starting to get their offense going. They have the ball, first and 10. The Bears 44. Three in the backfield, hand off to Kemble. Finds some blockers, carries across the 40 to about the 38-yard line. And now the Bears up front, kind of getting pushed around.
Brought down by Ty Leva. Also in tackle with Austin Shepard.
Ball at the Bears 38 now. That was a gain of 6. Second and 4 now. Under center is Schneider.
Hand off left side, and he is stacked up and brought down. The ball was loose, but I think they're saying the ball is down. Kemble hit hard, getting up slowly.
And that was Dakota Cheney again. In the backfield, got a little piece of him. Cheney, just a sophomore, leads the Bears in sacks. And no gain, so third and 4. In the shotgun is Schneider.
Schneider rolls to his right, throws, caught, first down and more.
Rice took a gamble for the interception and it cost him.
And the pass complete to Eric Kemble. And Schneider, a great arm, throwing a bullet there.
Yeah, Rice took a couple of steps, thought he had an angle on the ball, didn't really come close, and so there was nobody there to tackle Kemble after he made the catch, a gain of 13.
Ball at the 25-yard line of Rifle. 14-0 Bears. Shotgun formation, high snap. Schneider back to throw. Throws down the field. He's got a man open. Incomplete. Intended for Kemble again in the end zone. And a flag thrown on the play.
I'm guessing that
it's Rifle's clapping. Like, it's going to be holding, yep. I think, against Fort Morgan.
All right, so it'll be first down over again, but instead of at the 25... That's going to come back 10 yards. We'll see where they spot it. Officials are discussing. Yep, it's holding against Fort Morgan. But Schneider had his man there, but he overthrew him in the end zone. And the Mustangs are hurting themselves. They had a costly fumble early. Then when they took it, then they got field position on their last possession, but they were unable to convert. They now have the ball at the Rifle 39, first and about 24.
High snap. Schneider throws. Caught. Man wide open and dropped it.
Not caught.
In right in his hands, Isaiah Lopez was wide open in the flats there.
That was a nicely run route by all of the Fort Morgan receivers as they had Rifle dropping back deep and there was nobody covering Lopez underneath at about the 30-yard line. He would have had a long way to go for a first down, but now it's second and 24 at the Rifle 39.
14-0 Bears, 5:30 left, first half. Schneider in the shotgun, takes the snap. Delayed handoff and the Bears sniff it out.
Draw play goes nowhere.
Tate Kemble dropped for a big loss. Austin Shepard on the tackle. Shepard.
Well, once again, Fort Morgan given good field position but unable to capitalize so far. A loss of 5 on that play. Now it's third and about 30. But Schneider has a great arm.
We'll third and a ton. Schneider takes the shotgun snap, rolls to his left, looks right, fires one downfield. It is knocked away. Great defensive effort by Tyler Bossart.
Or is it Clark? I can't tell the eight from the nine.
It's Tyler. Boy, that was a great throw by Schneider. If he doesn't tip that and get a good piece of it, that floats right in the arms of Kimball.
Yeah, he had him. He was open, but
correction, that was Flukoff, the intended receiver. So, boy, look at this. Ball was on the...
They had it as far, as close as the 25 after that first down pass.
Low snap on the ground. Kimball gets the punt away. Takes a bounce straight up and caught in the air there by Isaiah Lopez. And down at the 22-yard line where the Bears take over first and 10. They lead 14-0, 4:34 left in the first half.
Well, what a huge play that was by Bossart. And just a 22-yard punt.
Bears fans stomping on these stands. Let's go, Bears. Leighton Stutzman under center. Blaine Vance behind him. Leyba in motion. Hand off to Leyba. Sweep to the left side. Flag is thrown. Ty Leyba with lots of running room. First down.
Good tackle.
He's hit hard. Brought down around the 35-yard line, but it's coming back.
Leyba's not very tall.
We've got a hold down here on the backfield of the rifle offense. The white hat threw it. That's how you can usually tell. Pretty obvious.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. Daniel on the sidelines. Can't hear us. We the equipment piece of equipment we were hoping to hook up, not functioning. So we're using hand signals, but Daniel's got a good perspective down there on the sideline. And it was a hold against the Bears, so second down, or first down in
about
18 yards to go. Stutzman rolls to his left, wants to throw a pump fake. He's going to keep it. Stutzman has room at the left sideline. Stutzman has a first down. Did he go out of bounds?
Yes, he did. But I think he got the first before he went out. He knew where that stick was.
And they're bringing it back a little bit. Nope, he went out.
So went out a long ways before the first down, evidently.
So a gain of about 16.
12
yards. Okay, there we go. They mark it at the 31. 14-0 Bears.
26.
Handoff, sweep right side.
Clark.
Brock Clark on the carry, carries up to the 30.
Well, it'll be okay. Third and short, now maybe I've got about two.
Got my perspective here. Third down and 2 yards to go. Bears up 14-0, 3:45 left, first half.
Fort Morgan
slot right, two in the backfield.
Though they haven't scored, they are definitely getting themselves back in this game.
And Vance is short of the first down by about a yard.
And rarely do you see Rifle have to punt, and this will be their third one of the game.
Third less than a yard.
Rifle punted once against Roosevelt, once against Northridge.
And they're going for it.
Okay.
Damon Wells sends Stutzman back in.
Maybe that's why they haven't punted much.
Might be a hard count. Let's see. Leyba in motion. Oh, and the Bears jumped. That was Jose Prado jumping the gun there, so the Bears will have to punt after all. Since 1959, Microplastics has been specializing in a wide range of signs, banners, vehicle graphics, awards, and engravings. Microplastics uses only the latest in digital and laser technologies to produce the highest quality custom graphics. Microplastics is a proud sponsor of today's game. Microplastics with two convenient locations at Rifle, 625-1718, and in Glenwood Springs, 945-8091.
We saw Rifle go for it.
High snap. Put us away. Almost blocked.
Ran into the kicker, and we're going to get the call.
Yep, and how about that? as running into him was Eric Flughoff. Bossart hobbling a bit.
Well, that's going to be a first down for, I think, yeah, that'll be first down for the Bears.
Daniel? Caleb Bell came in on the end of that play and couldn't slow it down, took out the punter for Rifle and gives him the first down. But what's more interesting on that play is Jose Prado, who had the false start there on for Rifle, kind of just got his job saved. It's only going to be a running into the kicker, so they aren't going to quite pick up the first down, though.
All right, thanks, Daniel. Daniel Liefeldt on the sidelines.
Well, it should be a first. Evidently not. It's only 5 yards for running into the kicker.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very surprised.
They'll
get
that. Another shot here, fourth down and less than a yard. And that was Caleb Bell, guilty of the penalty.
Rival nice.
Hustles up to the line. Hard count by Stutzman. Oh, and Rifle jumped.
Boy, Fort Morgan showing discipline there,
yes.
And the Bears, a lack thereof. Two attempts at the hard count, backfire for the Bears.
2:57 left in the first half, 14-0 Rifle. Two touchdown runs by Brock Clark in the first quarter.
Boy, the Bears have exceeded their number of penalties in the last two playoff games combined, and here we are with just under 3 minutes to go in the half.
Bossart takes the snap. No pressure this time. Gets off a pretty good punt, end over end. Kimball takes it around the 24-yard line, or the 34-yard, rather, up the right sideline. Has blockers. Spun around, still on his feet, and finally brought down near the 40-yard line of Rifle. On a 25-yard return for Kimball.
Well, he returned at 30 yards the last time into Rifle territory, and the Mustangs were able to get one first down to the 25, but then they went backwards after that.
2:42 remaining in the first half. 14-0 Bears. Timeout Fort Morgan. Back with more after this on KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. The Rifle Bears leading the Fort Morgan Mustangs 14-0 here in this semifinal playoff game. The winner moving on to the state championship against either Pueblo East or Discovery Canyon.
You know, I was talking about the momentum.
And I'm sorry, it's a player down, not a timeout. We have an injury timeout.
Okay. I was talking
and
about
a Rifle player being helped up by the Fort Morgan staff and the Rifle.
It's Fujita, isn't it?
Yes. And he able to run across the field, holding his helmet. Shaking up there. Mustangs trying to get on the board here. They've had good field position their last couple possessions.
Well, and that's what I was about to say. Even though they haven't been able to capitalize on it, there has been one play run this quarter from the side, from Rifles or Fort Morgan's side. The rest of the plays all in Bear territory.
Snyder in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls to his right, throws, caught, short gain.
Well, he threw that right into the dirt, and Kimball just able to grab it. Might have been better off to let it go.
And we got a player down.
Eric Kimball with their possession.
And whoever it is really shaken up.
That's
a lineman, number 58. Bladen Pollitt. Second down and 9.
Well, getting back to the possessions or the field position in this quarter, it's just been all on the Rifle side. Matter of fact, since Rifle scored its two touchdowns, the ball has been in Fort Morgan territory on just two plays after the kickoff, after Rifle's second touchdown. The Mustangs had it at the 28, and then Kimball broke almost a 30-yard run into Rifle territory, and they kept it there. But the Bears were able to hold them. They got as close as the 9-yard line. And then
Paula being helped up, and he needs assistance. He's got both arms draped around coaches and favoring that right leg. He's already got a brace on it. So we hope the young man's all right. Second down and 9 for the Mustangs. 2:35 left in the first half. 14-0 Bears.
Well, the Rifle defense held on they pushed them back on that first possession that was stopped around the 40-yard line of the Bears. In the second possession, they got to the 20 and went for it on 4th and 3 and missed with a pass. In their next possession, they got to the 25, did the Mustangs, but were pushed backwards almost to midfield.
3 in the backfield behind Schneider under center. They hand off to McBride. He breaks a couple tackles, puts a hand down, keeps his balance, and it takes 4 Bear defenders to bring him down. He is a horse, but I think forward progress.
Well, I think that was Cody Rice again who hung on. He was not able to bring him down, but able to hold him long enough to keep him from getting upfield.
Loss of 2, 3rd down and 12 for the Mustangs at the Bear 42-yard line. Minute 45 left, first half. Bears up 14-0. 4 receivers set, 2 to either side. Shotgun formation for Schneider. Takes the snap, rolls to his right, pump fake. Throws downfield, throws a beautiful pass, got the man open, and it is knocked away.
Wow. Labo was just had his eye on it like it was a punt, and he was backing up, but Kemble, I think it was, broke the play up.
Eric Kemble, the intended receiver, and the Mustangs going to go for it. It looked like the punt team's coming out.
Ty Leyba came in on that play where Cordova got hurt, and he just broke up a great pass from Fort Morgan.
Daniel Liefeld on the sidelines for us. 4th down and 12. Mustangs going for it with a minute 29 to go in the first half. Shotgun formation. Schneider rolls to his right. Looking downfield. Throws. Incomplete. Pass was intended for Kyle Daniels, and the Bears take over with good field position.
Again, the defense doing the job. Just a minute 24 to go in the half, but the Bears, of course, can strike quickly. And as I said, the ball has been on the Fort Morgan side of the field for only 2 plays since Rifle scored with 6:11 to go in the first quarter. And yet the Bears still in command, 14-0 is Fort Morgan. Every opportunity has been turned away by the Bear defense.
Bossart wide right. Vance long back behind Stutzman. Back to throw. Sets up. Fires. Caught. Ty Leyba with the catch.
Nice
at the
pattern.
41-yard line of the Mustangs.
And even a better throw by Stutzman. Hit him perfectly. And a gain of, looks like 20.
At the 42-yard line. Minute 12 left. Stutzman under center. Leyba in motion. Fake the handoff to Leyba. Rolling to his left to Stutzman. Has time. Lofts one up there looking for Clark. It is caught for 10-5. Touchdown! Brock Clark with a marvelous catch and a better throw from Leighton Stutzman with 2 defenders on him. Was it Bossart or Clark? Tyler Bossart.
What a grab that was. You know, he's about 6'3", and he reached out there, and the 2 defenders pretty much gave up on it. They thought it was
snap,
overthrown.
Snap, placement, kick is up. Sandoval is perfect. It's 21-0 Bears. Under a minute to go in the first half. And Tyler Bossart. I gave Brock Clark the look like number 8, but it was number 9 making that great catch for the touchdown. The Bears up by 3 touchdowns. Back with a kickoff after this on KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium. A great pass from Leighton Stutzman to Tyler Bossart for a touchdown with under a minute to go now. 21-0 Rifle. What a marvelous throw by Stutzman after that fake to Ty Leyba. Initially, I thought it was Brock Clark, but It was number nine. Here's the kick from Sandoval. High short kick. Taken at the 19. Dropped. Picked up by Kimball. Eric Kimball. And he returns it to about the 27-yard line. 21-0 Bears. What a...
Well, a huge momentum shift as it, you know, I've been talking about how the ball had been in rifle territory the majority of the time, all of the time, but for one play in this second quarter. And Fort Morgan just kept knocking at the door, but being turned away by great plays from the rifle secondary and primarily. And then
high formation
to strike and score after that.
Hand off to McBride, the big fullback, breaks a tackle, breaks another one, still on his feet. Look at him go. He is a load to bring down. Picks up a first down, gain of 11.
Pushed out of bounds by Brooks Pressler.
Brooks Pressler coming up to make the tackle.
Tackle was Tyler Bouchard. It's all played. AJ Mustang first down. They're on 39.
Fort Morgan's got to be kicking themselves. They were in position at the rifle 40 after another great return of a punt and could not get a first down. Turned the ball over on downs with a minute 24 to go. And two plays later, two passes, Leighton Stutzman hits Ty Leba for 20 and then Bossart for 38 and the score.
Got a stoppage in play here. 42 seconds left in the first half. 21-0 rifle. Mustangs have a first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Straight eye formation. Schneider under center. Turns, fakes the handoff, throws down the sidelines, complete to Kimball, breaks the tackle, 40, 35. And Eric Kimball, sophomore, making the catch.
No, he's the senior. The running back is the sophomore.
Oh, sorry, Eric Kimball. Look at the Tate Kimball there. Big game there for the Mustangs. For the Bear 35-yard line. 35 seconds left here in the first half.
26 yards. And there's already five catches for Eric Kimball.
Timeout for Fort Morgan. Columbine Ford and Rifle invite you to come by and check out their all-new showroom and service center. New showroom features plenty of comfortable seating, refreshments, and Wi-Fi. The all-new Columbine Ford Service Department has 20 new service bays, including the new Columbine Quick Lanes, waiting to serve you with no appointment necessary. With over 300 car and truck models to choose from, Columbine Ford, something for everyone. Columbine Ford, 2728 Railroad Avenue,
625-1680. Fort Morgan just knocking on the door all half, but find themselves down by three. It'd be huge for them to get on the board here.
High formation.
Long pass to Kimball. He's a favorite receiver.
In motion. Schneider back to throw. Fires downfield. It is incomplete. Intended for the motion man, Kyle Daniels. Stutzman over there to defend.
And it was way beyond him. He was pretty well defended.
Haven't had nary a breeze today. No wind at all. A few clouds hovering above, but it's been fairly comfortable. Second and 10, 30 seconds left. 21-0 Bears. Shotgun formation, Schneider looks over the defense, takes the snap, straight back. Here comes pressure, steps up in the pocket. Now he wants to run it, gets to the 30, and carries close to a first down. He's going to be a yard short. Schneider's an impressive quarterback.
Well, if these stats are right, that's only the fifth time he's run the ball this year. I don't know if what's on Max Preps is correct.
So third down and two. That was a gain of eight to the 26-yard line of rifle. Bears got trying to keep him out of the end zone. 22 seconds left. Schneider in the shotgun. Takes the snap. looks right, throws. Ball's tipped, incomplete.
It was Alex Gould, I think.
Got a piece of it. That caused the trajectory of the ball to sink, and it goes incomplete, fourth down and two. There's up 21-0, 19 seconds left here in the half. Snyder in the shotgun. Movement and a flag. And I think it's going against Rifle. And it looked like perhaps Cheney jumped the gun. And it is offsides against Rifle. Gives Mustangs a first down. That'll bring the ball up to the 21-yard line. Fresh set of downs, but clock down to 19 seconds. Snyder in the shotgun, takes the snap, straight back. Steps up in the pocket, fires a bullet, it is caught.
But he's not going to get in. As the rifle
down at the one.
Held on.
Pass caught by Isaiah Lopez. Boy, what a pass by Snyder.
Clark and Austin Knight in on the tackle to keep him from getting into the end zone. Boy.
First and goal from the 1 yard line. 13 seconds left. That was a bullet thrown by Snyder. Timeout. Call by.
It's got to be by.
We'll take a break. 13 seconds left. 21-0. This is KMTS. It is a touchdown for Fort Morgan. Tate Kimball. Following his blockers on the right side. And with 8 seconds left, the Mustangs on the board. Tate Kimball with 21 touchdowns coming into this game. Franny Gonzalez on to attempt the point. High snap, placement, kick is up, and it is good. With 8 seconds left in the half, it is Rifle 21, Fort Morgan 7. This is KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium. Bears up 21-7, 8 seconds left in the first half. Tate Kimball on a 1 yard touchdown run.
And it took them 51 seconds to go seven plays to go 72 yards. The short field, Fort Morgan has not been able to take advantage of. Fortunately for the Bears, who still have a comfortable lead, but boy, giving up that touchdown right before the half ends.
Was key, play was that pass from Snyder to Lopez. That offside penalty against Rifle gave him a fresh set of downs. Squib kick. Scooped up at the 25-yard line. And carried up to the 39-yard line.
Well, Rifle will have time for one play if they want to use it. But I'm guessing they'll probably just take a knee here. So there's less than a second
on the
to go.
Shepard on the return there. 9/10 of a second left here.
Fort Morgan, many opportunities in this game.
Stutzman. They're going to take one more play. A sweep to the right side. Brock Clark, he spun around, and McBride. No, he gets
loose.
Away. Stiff arms a man. Then McBride, after he was shaken off, comes back and tackles him along with Lopez, and that ends the first half. One half in the books. It's Rifle 21, the Fort Morgan Mustangs 7. You're listening to semifinal playoff action here on KMTS. And welcome back to Bears Stadium. Halftime, the Rifle Bears leading the Fort Morgan Mustangs 21-7. Bears got up to a fast start. opening drive, capped off by a 29-yard run by Brock Clark. PAT was good from Sandoval, 7-0. That was at the 10:24 mark of the first quarter. Rifle got the ball to start the game. And then the Bears scored again. Brock Clark, another run, 11 yards. And the PAT a good 14-0. That was at the 6:11 mark of the first quarter. And that score stood for rest of the quarter. And late into the second quarter, 59 seconds to go, and the Bears, after Fort Morgan several times getting into Bear territory, be able to move the ball, running and passing. But the Bears able to up to the task defensively. They get the ball after a turnover on downs and a 38-yard pass from Leighton Stutzman to Tyler Bossart. Gave Brock Clark the credit for that. Looked like Clark from the far side, but it was Tyler Bossart with a marvelous catch with two defenders on him. PAT was good. 21-0 Bears. Looked like they were going to go in the locker room with a three-touchdown lead, but Fort Morgan able to move the ball. And a drive capped off by a one-yard run by Tate Kimbrell. Kimbrell made it 21-7 with 8 seconds left in the half. And that's where we stand. 21-7. And Fort Morgan showing they can run, they can pass. Things are starting to click for them. And I think we're in for an exciting second half. See if the Bears can hang on and get the win, maybe tack on a couple more scores. But Fort Morgan responding defensively. And Schneider, a very impressive quarterback. If you give him time to throw, that could be trouble for the Bears in the second half. 21-7 Rifle here after one half of play.
The balance of Fort Morgan is not really showing up here. What we're seeing is that Joey Schneider is a quarterback to be reckoned with. The Bears sacked him a couple of times early in the game, but lately he's been able to get free. He scrambled for nearly a first down. That was a big play when Rifle jumped on fourth down and gave, instead of a fourth and one at the 26, it was a first down at the 22 or thereabouts for Fort Morgan. And then, of course, the completion down to the one-yard line. The Rifle defense has been very, very tough for Fort Morgan to capitalize on. But that touchdown right before the end of the half with 8 seconds to go kind of gives the Mustangs a little bit of life. Talked about how the second quarter was all but a couple of plays played on the Rifle side of the field. A lot of pressure on the Rifle Bear defense, but they had been up to the challenge until that late touchdown. But Fort Morgan had pushed. Let's see, they got a long run by Kimbrell. A 30-yard run by Kimbrell. They got into Rifle Bear territory after the Bears led 14-0. But the Bears stopped them and forced a punt. And then the next possession for Fort Morgan, they got all the way to the Rifle 20. And on fourth and third, there was an incomplete pass by Schneider. So the Bears took over on downs. But once again, the Bears had to punt. And this time, a 30-yard punt return from Kimbrell, and talking Tate Kimbrell now, the sophomore, put it once again into Rifle territory, and Fort Morgan got a completion to Eric Kimbrell, the senior, that gave them a first down at the 25, but then a holding penalty, and then a great play by Austin Shepard on a draw play forced Fort Morgan to actually punt after having the ball at the Rifle 25. And then following that is when the Bears put together a pretty good drive. Let's see, I'm looking, nope, the Bears went for it on fourth down and were unable to get it. But then there was a couple of penalties, and they did have to punt. This time a 25-yard punt return by Tate Kimbrell gave Fort Morgan the ball at the 40, and once again, the Bears were up to the task. And then they turned the momentum around with those couple of completions from Leighton Stutzman to Ty Leyba and Bossart. And with a 21-0 lead with under a minute to go, you thought the Bears were sitting high. But Fort Morgan came back once again, and this time they were able to put it in the end zone. As far as the stats go, Stutzman is passing 2 for 2, 58 yards and a touchdown. He's run the ball 3 times for 30 yards very effectively. Brock Clark was the big weapon early for the Bears, has 71 yards on 11 carries and the 2 first-quarter touchdowns. But he's been pretty much held in check. In fact, he was thrown for a 7-yard loss on the last play of the half. So since the early success, it appears Fort Morgan is adjusting the rifle running game. Vance Leyba has carried the ball 6 times for 19 yards. Or, I'm sorry, Vance Leyba. Blaine Vance, 6 times for 19 yards. And Ty Leyba, one carry for 15. But the Bears had 94 yards on 12 carries in the first quarter. Second quarter, a different story. 9 rushes, 41 yards. Overall, the Bears have run for 135 yards in 21 attempts. So that gives them 163 total offense yards. They've earned 5 first downs, have been penalized 5 times for a loss of 30. And you can go back to the, you know, about 3 or 4 games and see the Bears really not having much trouble with the penalty flags, but in this game it's been pretty severe and it's cost them a couple times. Joey Schneider is 9 for 16 for 111 yards passing. And his favorite receiver is Eric Kemble, 5 catches for 74 of those yards. Tate Kemble, 10 carries, 37 yards. He got the 1-yard touchdown run. But Toby McBride is looking to be a weapon here. He's only carried the ball 4 times, but he's gained 20 yards. And so Fort Morgan looking like they might be able to use that ground weapon, but it's the Bears had it shut off early. But the Mustangs have definitely kind of turned the tide, even though the scoreboard's still, you know, secure as far as the Bears going, you know, a 2-touchdown lead. Before the game, they would have been happy to have that. But after the way things went early, you were thinking, okay, maybe this is going to be a rout. But yeah, not so.
21-7 Bears lead here at halftime. Late second quarter score. Discovery Canyon leading Pueblo East 14-13. That's the other half of the bracket.
And we may yet have that kind of a game here. All it'll take is 1 touchdown for Fort Morgan. I believe they will be getting the ball. So it'll be up to the Bear defense once again to hold them. Fort Morgan has 10 first downs to 5 for the Bears. That's not always an indicator. And they've had the 1 turnover, which the Bears capitalized on. For their second scoring drive, a short 38-yard drive in just 5 plays. So really, other than that first drive, the Bears have not been able to move the ball, and the Mustangs have, but the rifle defense has been up to the task until that very last drive right before the half.
Mustangs back out on the field, getting warmed up, and they will get the ball to start the second half. Well, before the game started, I had a chance to catch up with Rifle Bears Athletic Director, Troy Phillips, and had a little chat with Troy.
It's a proud day for Rifle again in late November, and it's got to be a proud day for you as the Athletic Director.
Yeah, it's always, you know, good when your kids are playing so well, and coaches do a great job with our program here, and just hoping that we can prolong it one more week. I know one of their mantras is 7 more days together, and that's kind of cool because it's kind of a family atmosphere. They want to be together and make it 7 more days.
You know about, as a coach, creating that family atmosphere where the kids respect each other and play for each other. Real art as a coach.
Teach other things like that.
It's like, no disrespect to the other programs, but it's the program that kind of sets the tone for the year, doesn't it?
they've had, you know, a great run. I think Damon is just an incredible coach. There's not too many like him throughout the state or even the country as far as his ability to prepare kids for playing in the game, and we get the most out of our talent that we do have here, and I think he does a great job with that. And you know, it's a great setup for the rest of the sports, the rest of the season, to kind of live up to that as well.
As an athletic director, what are some of the challenges you face with, you know, budget problems and things you have to manage? You've got a lot on your plate.
Budget's a tough one, especially recently for education, and I think every school has to deal with that. A lot of our programs have to raise quite a bit of money, especially when they're going far into the postseason, because we don't get money for postseason expenses and things like that. We've had a lot of wonderful people in the community who have helped out, you know, that have helped out numerous teams, and we're just very thankful for those people that step up.
Well, Coach, in a couple months, I don't know, kids probably warming up their arms already for baseball, right?
Yeah, we've got a few that have been throwing, and we'll get hard after it in January, and we're going to be pretty young this year, but got a good group of guys that like to work, and they're fun to work with.
You know, in the middle of winter, I always look forward to that day when pitchers and catchers report. You know that spring's ahead, but
yeah, I always look forward. For us, we decided to start in January with our guys throwing in the lower gym and getting a chance to work with pitchers one-on-one, because obviously pitching is the most important part of the game, and we got to get started there, and just get with the guys that can come, we get started with them and hope that we get good weather.
Well, we got some good weather right now. Hopefully this will hold up, and we'll be maybe traveling to Southern Colorado next week. We'll see.
Yeah, we're hoping that that's the case. You never know what's going to happen on a game day, but we'll just try to take care of business here today and see what happens.
All right. What time did you open the gates today, by the way? Because people were camping out early on.
Typically, we'd like to open about an hour and a half before, but I had to let some people in about 11 that were waiting to get in and needed to get in, so it was about 2 hours before the game.
Rifle fans are pretty crazy.
Yeah, and we had them from both sides, too. So, yeah.
Well, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach and Athletic Director Troy Phillips. Can't talk to Troy without talking a little baseball, but talk about how the football program kind of sets the tone for the year, for the school spirit, and the rest of the sports. And now the temperature is starting to drop. No wind yet, but those clouds up to the west.
They're looking fairly ominous, aren't they?
Starting to roll in off the Book Cliffs, yeah.
We could have some weather before this game is over.
21-7, Bears lead. So we get ready to start the second half. The winner moving on to play either Discovery Canyon or Pueblo East. Right now DC has the lead 14-13. And they had a 1 o'clock kickoff as well. After our broadcast, when we wrap up here at Bears Stadium, we'll join the CU-Oregon game in progress from Eugene, Oregon. And Ryan Muller getting his first start at free safety. He's played all year long on special teams, kickoff return, punt return. Now going against the likely Heisman winner, the favorite anyway, Marcus Mariota, great quarterback for the Oregon Ducks.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see this very first possession. You know, hesitate to say it's pivotal because the way this ball game has gone, right, you know, Rifle getting off to the quick start and then Fort Morgan looking like they were going to come right back, but the Bears turn them away several times in Rifle territory. And then Fort Morgan, you know, then Rifle scores again, making it 21-0. So it looks like maybe it's going to be a laugher. But this Fort Morgan team definitely has some talent. They have some big boys. They've begun to close down the Rifle running game just a little bit, and so we might see Leighton Stutzman going to the air more. Of course, he's 2 for 2 for 58 yards. Here comes the kickoff.
Kick is taken at the 4-yard line by Tate Kemble. No, that's number 29, Flughoff. And Flughoff took it more laterally. That cost him a couple yards and allowed the rifle coverage team to get down there. And brought him down at the, where are we going to mark it? Looks like the 14-yard line. So a return of 10. We'll see what the Rifle Bears defense can do here.
Pueblo East is now ahead, 19-14 against Discovery Canyon. And it's at halftime.
Three in the backfield behind Schneider. Turns and hands off to McBride. And McBride breaks a couple tackles. Well, you cannot bring him down one-on-one.
Well, I wonder if we'll see quite a bit more of the running game. Getting behind by 14.
McBride, a gain of 6. Second down and 4.
With 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
On the 20-yard line.
Took Fort Morgan a little bit out of maybe their game plan.
Brooks Pressler comes out. Second down and 4. I formation. Hand off left side to Kemble. No, it was McBride. He headbutts one defender, spins around, and runs into the teeth of that rifle defense.
Oh, and
Brock Clark saying, what about a little late activity there after the whistle?
Yeah, it was 75 for the Mustangs. Just kind of threw him.
Gain of 2. Third down and 2. 21-7 Bears, second half just underway.
Well, that was a good gang tackling by Rifle. Didn't allow McBride to get up ahead of steam.
High formation. McBride, the tailback, gets the handoff right side. And breaks free and upended and flips Stutzman. Over. Stutzman making the tackle.
He did one of those diving tackles at his ankles and just flipped him head over heels.
Trey McBride comes in with over 500 yards on the ground. Picks up a first down there to the 33-yard line of Fort Morgan.
That was a gain of 12 for McBride, who's carried the ball.
Three in the backfield.
All three times.
Round off to McBride again. This time he's brought down hard. Nice tackle.
Austin Shepard.
Good hard tackle by Austin.
Got him around, got him low. And that doesn't appear McBride is the kind of runner who can step through a tackle. He just tries to blast, and he only got a yard.
Actually, yeah. First and or second down and 9. Ball at the 34. Three in the backfield. This time, hand off to the right side to number 31, Frank Rosales.
His first carry of the game.
Carries up to the 36-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 7. Make a third and 6. Low clouds now hovering above Rifle. So you can tell the snow's on its way. Again, three in the backfield behind Schneider. Takes the snap, turns, hands off to McBride, trying to bust it outside. And good gang tackling. Great pursuit by the Rifle Bears. Nothing doing, and it'll bring a fourth down.
How interesting. Third and 7, and they go back to the run. Nothing but runs on this possession by Fort Morgan. And the unstoppable McBride on his last two carries has gained exactly 1 yard total, forcing a punt.
Kemble on to punt.
Perhaps. He is a running back.
Bad punt at the side of his foot. Bounces straight up and trickles toward Rifle, and it'll blow dead the 35-yard line. 21-7 Bears lead, 8:28 to go in the second half, or the third quarter, rather.
Just a 29-yard punt. Bears get the ball at their own 35. So they withstand the first possession.
Stutzman under center. Lane Vance behind him. Clark in motion. Clark gets the ball. Sweep right side. Stiff arms man. 40. 45. First down Rifle.
Well, both teams coming out wanting to do a little bit on the ground.
Justin Pineda made the tackle for the Mustangs.
gain of 12 for Clark, who now has 83 yards rushing for the game.
Now the lights come on here at Bear Stadium. Bossart, wide left, and that 3-yard touchdown reception of the Leyva in motion. Handoff over the middle. Vance has a hole. 45-40. Still at his feet across the 35. And down to the 33-yard line of Fort Morgan. Daniel Liefeld on the sidelines.
Pickup of 20. Biggest gain, obviously, for Vance. He had 6 carries for 19 in the first half.
Bossart wide left. First and 10 Bears at the Mustang 34. Leyva in motion. Handoff over the middle of Bossart again. Blaine Vance has a hole. 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Bears! 34 yards. Blaine Vance.
What an amazing job of following his blockers. He was hardly touched.
Same play as the previous one. Again, that fake to Ty Leyva. And the hole wide open over the middle for Blaine Vance. 34 yards. And the Bears strike first in the second half. Leyva the holder. Sandoval the kicker. He's 3 for 3. Good snap. Placement. Kick is up. You betcha. With 7:39 to go in the third quarter, it's Rifle 28, Fort Morgan 7. This is KMTS. 28-7, Rifle leading the Fort Morgan Mustangs. 7:39 to go in the third quarter. Blaine Vance, a 34-yard touchdown run. Daniel, what do you got?
You know, so much of football is just spreading out that defense, and that's exactly what Rifle's football, our offense, is doing right now. They're just spreading it out. They ran that first couple of plays out to the outside, and then they had that wide open inside. I could have run through that hole.
Daniel Liefeld on the sidelines. Thanks, Daniel. Here's the kick from Sandoval. High, straight up kick, pooch kick. Taken at the 24-yard line. Fair catch by Kyle Daniels. Inspiring holiday centerpieces and poinsettias are available now at the Country Florist and Silt, and receive 10% off when you mention you heard this on KMTS. The Country Florist would like to congratulate the Rifle Bears and wishes you all a happy and thankful Thanksgiving. 28-7 Bears.
Well, what an answer. You know, they felt the momentum kind of sliding Mustang's way.
McBride gets the carry over the middle. Not much there. Give up the make the tackle was Alex Gould.
Snyder was 9 of 16 in the first half for 111 yards, and he has not attempted a pass so far in the first possession, which was about 8 plays in this first play of this one. Now he's in the shotgun.
Shotgun for Snyder. 4 receiver set, 2 to either side. Back to throw, Snyder steps up. Throws one down the left sideline. It is
out of bounds.
Incomplete.
He caught it. It flew hard, but he was out. Clearly out of bounds. Pretty well covered by a couple of defenders. It was Austin Knight, and I'm looking for the other number. I think it was Ty Leyva.
Ty Leyva, yep. So that brings up 3rd down and 9. Third and 9 from the Mustang 26. 7:01 to go, third quarter, 28-7 Bears.
Boy, but
Snyder in the shotgun.
He lofted that thing perfectly. It's just out of bounds.
3 receivers to the right. Snyder rolls to his right, looking right. Has time, throws. Almost intercepted. Knocked down
Clark
by Brock Clark. His momentum was going left. The ball came back right. Got a hand on it. And the Mustangs have to punt it away in their second possession.
Looked like Snyder might have been able to run for that first down as everybody was hanging with receivers. And then he fired short. And Clark really was the only one with a shot at that. This will be the second punt of the second half already for Fort Morgan. They only punted once in the first half.
Dave Kemble on to punt it. Takes the snap, drops it. Pressure comes, gets it away. Knuckleball. taken by Stutzman at the 36. Stutzman has room, 50. Stutzman to the 40. Stutzman across the field, 35, 20, 25, 15, 10, 5. He's inside the 5. Leighton Stutzman took it at the 36-yard line. Followed his blockers, went up the middle, and then took it to the right side. And is there a flag? There's a flag on the play. Coming back.
Well, Austin Knight was just burning up the turf, running ahead of Stutzman on that play, and he threw a great block around the 20-yard line.
Illegal block in the back against the Bears. Coming back.
And you know when those blocks so often happen is when your return man is way downfield and he's way past you, and yet, ah, boy, inside the 10, where did he go down?
He was inside the 5.
Inside the 5.
Yeah. Bring it back to the 32-yard line of Rifle. It's a long walk back the other way. 28-7 Bears, 6:39 left in the third quarter. Last we heard, Pueblo East had the lead over Discovery Canyon at halftime.
19-14.
Vance behind Stutzman, under center, barking out the signals. Under center, takes the snap, hands it off to Vance. Blaine Vance, big yards here, about 7-yard gain. They're going to mark it at the 39-yard line.
Wow, Vance has gains of 20, 33, and 7. So 60 yards on 3 carries this half.
Hardly called his number the first half.
First half, 6 carries for 19.
Second down and 3 for the Bears, up 28-7.
And what's making the difference is it's that quick hitter up the middle. They're looking at Brock Clark coming in motion, expecting him to get the ball as he did 11 times in the first half.
Hand off, sweep right side to Brock Clark. Clark has room, 50, down to the 45 of Fort Morgan.
Great block by Alex Gould downfield.
When you are nuts for the Rifle Bears, where else can you go? Wing Nuts, of course, where burgers and wings after the game. Sounds good. They're nuts for the Bears at Wing Nuts. Gilco Petroleum and Tire, your new tire store in West Rifle, specializing in Goodyear tires and many other tire brands. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears from Gilco Petroleum and Tire in West Rifle. First and 10 Bears at the Fort Morgan 45.
And with Vance now being a threat up the middle.
Clark's in motion, handoff right side to Vance. Gets hit once at the line of scrimmage, fights forward for a couple of tough yards.
I remember last week the touchdown drive. It was just Vance, Clark, just alternating every play as they just moved the ball in the snow.
1 yard gain, second and 9.
Here the snow is on its way, but
44
not here
Fort
yet.
Morgan. Bossart wide left, and movement before the snap.
I'm guessing that's going to be against Rifle, but I didn't see it.
Yep, Bears are marching back. Procedure. Eating fresh is easy at your local Subway and Rifle and Parachute. Celebrate a great football season with a footlong or a 6-inch sub after the game. Let's go Bears. Subway, eat fresh. A 5-yard penalty brings it back to the Fort Morgan 49-yard line, second and 14. Bears up 28-7. Blaine Vance, a 34-yard touchdown run. The Bears' first possession of the second half.
Bears, 7 penalties in this game.
Leyva in motion. Sprints left to right. Hand off to a counterplay to Brock Clark. Clark gets some of those yards back. Carries up to the 41-yard line.
Nice ball fake by Stutzman. Pickup of 8. The Rifle running game is looking good. The penalties have killed them.
Cosman, the tackler. Third down and 6. Off the 41 of Fort Morgan. Empty backfield. Stutzman rolls to his left. He's going to keep it. Little stutter step. Stiff arms a man. Has the first down. Flag is thrown. Might be a face mask.
Well, it was. There's a couple of flags. There was one thrown toward a group of players in the middle of the field and then one toward the sideline. It would be enough for a first, but we may get offsetting here. I don't know.
See if Daniel, can you hear me, Daniel? Nope. Trying to get his attention there. So the officials sort out the flags.
Well, it's definitely coming back. It may be offsetting. Let's see what they're pointing towards the Bears.
Holding against rifle. Declined. Personal foul, face mask. Oh, that might have been a face. Wow, I wonder if Stutzman got it when he stiff-armed.
Face mask.
The would-be tackler.
Well, that's a tough break. Boy, it'll be
if
third
there's two
down
penalties
again.
On a play, if there's two penalties on a play, it goes back to the they assess them both, or they get to choose if they're both dead ball fouls.
Thanks, Daniel. So it brings it back to the 50-yard line, third and 15 for the Bears. Two in the backfield. Stutzman's going to roll, pump fake, goes to his right, throws up the right sideline, looking for Knight. Ball knocked away and almost intercepted. Knight got a hand on it, tipped it up, and it was Kyle Daniels that almost came down with it. So the Bears have to punt it away.
That was a golden opportunity there. The ball was just up in the air. There were two Fort Morgan defenders there, but fortunately for Rifle, it was beyond the reach.
3:44 left in the third quarter, 28-7 Bears lead. Good snap. Good punt, great punt. Drifting back, taking it to 10 is Kimball. And a nice coverage there by the Bears.
A 40-yard punt.
And that was Ethan Strauss on the tackle. Great punt there. 3:32 left in the third quarter. Bears lead 28-7. McBride and Kimball in the I formation. Hand off to McBride. Breaks the tackle. And look at McBride. Oh, my goodness. He is a powerful runner. He was stopped after about a one-yard gain, able to keep his feet. Kept the pad level low and carried up to the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 8, second down and 2. Flag is thrown.
On the rifle sideline, it looks like. One of the assistant coaches was saying something, I think. That's going to be.
We've got a sideline warning on the rifle Bears. It's a sideline warning because the referee kind of bumped into one of the coaches. There's no penalty there. It's just a warning.
All right, Daniel Liefeld with our sideline report there.
I thought it might have been a little verbal abuse coming from the sideline. So, no flag, although there was a flag thrown. Well, expect the big horse to get it again. See if he can get two.
High formation.
Nope. Nope.
Kimball this time, the tailback.
And not much.
And Rifle, great swarm tackling.
And he never got started. He was dodging as soon as he got the ball.
No gain. Third down and 2 from the 30-yard line. 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 28-7 Bears.
They may wish they'd have given it to the big horse. Joe Kosh coming in for a little stoutness here on third and 2.
I formation again. Tight end is to the right side. Hand off to McBride. He picks up the first down and more. skips out of one tackle, gets across the 40 to about the 42-yard line.
Well, Tate Kemble may be the 1,000-yard rusher, but McBride is the force in this game. About 500 yards on the season.
Gain of 12 on that carry.
Compared to 1,000 for Kemble, but yeah, he's getting the big chunks.
6'3", 2.25. At the right hash mark, first and 10, Mustangs. Play action fake. Schneider throws. It is almost intercepted.
Great play by Bossart again.
Tyler coming up to try and make the pick. Pass was intended for Flughoff. Brings up second and 10.
One thing I've noticed is that Schneider's, he throws a beautiful looking ball, but he always puts air under it. He's not zipping it. And that gives the defenders a chance to close. And a couple of times now, they've made nice breakups.
Second and 10 from the 42 of Fort Morgan. 28-7 Bears. High formation. Schneider hands off to McBride. Bumps into one of his own linemen who got driven in the backfield.
Cody Rice in on the tackle. Austin Boone.
Nate Cage got driven in the... He got knocked off the line.
And
McBride
Joe
ran into him. That allowed the rifle defensive line to come in and drop him for a loss of 2. Make it a loss of 3. Third down and 13 from the 39-yard line of Fort Morgan. Schneider in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Straight back. Has time. Now runs to his right. Sets up. Fires. Caught. Short of the first down. Oh, but as the run after catch is going to be close. He'll be about a yard short. Pass caught by Eric Kemble, the leading receiver.
And Brock Clark had him and missed the tackle.
That throw had some zip on it.
And
fourth
now,
and a yard now from the 49 of Rifle.
You'd think this is a pretty easy call right here. It'll go to McBride, but the last time he lost 3 yards. They can get him off. He should have this easily.
Boy, Schneider trots in with a play.
No question, they're going for it. Minute left in the third quarter.
Full house backfield, 3 in the backfield behind Schneider. Turns and hands off to McBride. And he is... His second effort, I think he got the first down.
Yes, he did. He was hit at the 50, which would have been short by a yard, but they weren't able to bring him down.
Well, he is a load. B&B Plumbing and Rifle, serving the area for nearly 41 years, is proud to sponsor the Rifle Bears. B&B, a highly experienced full-service plumbing and heating company serving residential, commercial, and industrial needs. They offer a wide range of services, including HVAC, sewer and drain, water well services, boilers, and excavation. B&B Plumbing service that fits your schedule and budget. Call 625-3370. First to 10, Mustangs. 28-7 Bears. Ball at the 47 of the Rifle Bears. Schneider in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Pump fake. Now rolls, runs up the middle. Has a first down. Hit hard. And brought down near the 35-yard line of the Bears. Schneider paid for that one. He got drilled. I think it was Clark who came up and hit him.
Well, he lowered his shoulder. He was ready for it. And as we mentioned before, Schneider, not a ball carrier. Just 4 carries for 16 yards.
Schneider takes a shotgun snap. Looking downfield. Rolls to his right. Pressured. Throws incomplete. Threw it out of bounds. And Schneider hit by Jose Prado as he threw the ball. 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Bears up 28-7.
Snyder's just 1 for 5 this half so far. Completion for 12 yards.
Second and 10 from the 36 of Rifle. Shotgun formation again. Kemble, the back to his right. Takes the snap. Sets up. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Eric Kemble. That brings up third down and 10. Exactly 10 seconds left in the third quarter.
The short passing game has not been very accurate, surprisingly enough, for Schneider.
Shotgun again, third and 10. Snyder takes the snap, sets up, fires over the middle, caught for a first down. Great catch by Kyle Daniels, nice pass.
Nice
Daniels
crossing,
wide open.
Crossing route from the left side over them, came over the middle, and that time he put it right in his hands.
4 seconds left in the third quarter. This will be the last play.
Gain of 12.
Takes the shotgun snap. Snyder going for the end zone. It is knocked away.
Off the hands.
Off the hands of Kimble.
But and, it was Ty Leyba made the tackle and just made him drop it.
That's the end of the third quarter. Bears 12 minutes away from advancing to the state championship. They can hang on. They lead 28-7. Back with more after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Bears Stadium. We go to the fourth quarter. The Rifle Bears leading the Fort Morgan Mustangs 28-7. Mustangs on the move here. Ball at the Bear 24-yard line. Bears get the Mustangs out of the end zone that third quarter. Shotgun formation. Four receiver set. Schneider takes the snap. Looking right. Throws right. Ball tipped. And
oh,
was it
picked? I think so.
It is an interception.
Is it Ty Leyba? I believe it is. And once again, the Bear defense up to the task.
Ty Leyba got the deflection. Able to catch it before it hit the ground. And it's a Bears ball at their own 9-yard line. 28-7 Bears.
Ball was thrown into the ground, and Leyba just went down and got it. Caught it, cradled it.
It was Knight that got a hand on it, reaching up. Stutzman under center. Clark in motion. Hand off to Ty Leyba.
Nice. Why not?
Fake there, good counter. And like Leyba carries to the 15. Everyone was tackling Vance. It's a gain of 6, second down and 4.
It's only Ty's second carry of the game.
Bossart wide left. Tight end to the right. Hand off over the middle of Blaine Vance. Vance pulls his way forward for a first down. Carries up to the 23-yard line. Fourth quarter just underway. Now the flag's starting to move a little bit. Breeze coming in. Clouds rolling into the valley. For the most part, it's been a beautiful afternoon. Hand off to Clark. Sweep right side. Has blockers. Clark 30, 35, 40. Cuts it back across the field. 45 is finally spun down at the 46-yard line by Eric Kimble.
Gain of 23. Clark was over 100 yards coming into this quarter. Now he's got 130.
Well, at the Bears' 46-yard line, 28-7 Rifle.
There is definitely some rain on the way now. There's it's starting to come down just enough to get a ball wet. And with that rain is going to come the end of Fort Morgan's chances to get back in this game with a passing game.
Daniel Liefeld on the sidelines for us. Clark in motion. Clark gets the handoff, sweep right side. Trying to break it out, and a flag is thrown. Might be a face mask. Look the way his head was turned awkwardly. We'll wait for the call from the official. And Pueblo East leading. The flag is penalties against Rifle. Holding the call. Pueblo East leading Discovery Canyon 25-14. The winner of this game, play the winner of that game, either District 20 Stadium in Colorado Springs or Dutch Clark Stadium in Pueblo. Rifle played Pueblo East in the semifinals 2 years ago. Here we go. First and 18 now the rifle. Vance alone back. Leyva in motion. Hand off to Vance. Hit hard at the line of scrimmage. Breaks free and manages to get to the 40, just across the 40-yard line. Oh, yeah. The old Mercury's dropping quickly. And the wind kicking up. Oh, my. Can feel it now. Second down and 16 for the Bears, leading 28-7. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Stutzman hands it off to Blaine Vance. No, it's yes, it is Blaine Vance across the 35 to the, under the 45 rather, to the 47-yard line. Make it the 48. Now it makes it third down and 8. Stutzman trots in with a play. Break from the huddle. Quick play, quick snap, sweep left side to Brock Clark. Flag is thrown. Clark has a first down, but it could be coming back. Justin Pineda made the tackle, and it's going against Rifle.
Well, this is a different crew. It's not a local crew. They bring them in from elsewhere for the playoffs. The Bears have not been penalized like this for a long time. Since the Glenwood game, they had 8 penalties. That'll be their 10th in this game.
Time to bust out the gloves. 28-7 Bears, under 9 minutes to go in the game. Stutzman looks over the defense. Watching that clock. Gets under center. Rolls to his right. Pump fake with the left hand. Keeps it, runs. Stutzman has the first down and more, 40. Inside the 40, down to the 37. That's a big run by Leighton Stutzman. Nobody open. Little pump fake. Kind of froze the secondary, and he tucked it and ran. Got the first down.
Well, that play may just have clinched this game for Rifle. They don't need to score. They just need to chew some clock. Down to about 8 minutes to go now.
Up 28-7.
That was a 20-yard run for Leighton Stutzman.
Now under 8 minutes to go.
Who has 50 yards for the game.
Leighton under center. Rolls to his left. And he's going to run it again. 35. Tackle from behind. Austin Cosman on the tackle. Stutzman picked up 5 yards. Second down and 5 at the Fort Morgan 32-yard line. Boy, more coats and blankets coming out. People sitting closer to one another to get warm.
Ah, we like togetherness.
Absolutely. Stutzman under center. Turns and hands off to Blaine Vance over left tackle. Gets across the 30 to about the 29.
The temperature just dropped about 20 degrees in the last 5 minutes. Keep a close eye on the quarterback exchange with the center.
Starting to feel a little moisture in the air now. Jack breaks out the old parasol.
It's not going to last in this wind.
Nope. Wind kicking up. Here comes that front. Hand off to Leyva. Sweep to left side. Follows his blockers. Leyva. Inside the 25, has a first down.
Yep, my stats are going to be going bye-bye here.
Another first down for the Bears. Oh, boy, here comes the blizzard they were talking about. Clock continues to run, 6:20 left. Stutzman turns, hands off, sweep left side. Brock Clark. Clark fights his way forward for a couple of tough yards. 6 minutes left in the game. Bears up 28-7. Again, my apologies for missing that touchdown pass from Stutzman to Bossart. Thought it was Clark, but that was a great play toward the end of the first half. Knight goes wide right. Second down and 7. Clark in motion. Hand off to Clark. Sweep to the right side.
Well, he's got his hand on his blocker trying to get around using Alex Gould as a shield. Didn't get much.
Gets to the 19 of Fort Morgan. Third down and 6 now. 5 minutes left in the game. Split backs behind Stutzman. Turns and hands off to Brock Clark. Drop for a loss. That'll bring up fourth down. Fourth and 7. Clock continues to run. 4:32.
Bears got the ball at the after following an interception. They got the ball at their own 9 with almost the entire quarter to go.
Right, we're going to be taking this one down to the end of the play clock and then taking a timeout here.
Thank you, Daniel.
So they got the ball with just 4 seconds gone in the quarter, 11:56 mark, and now we've reached the 4:06 mark.
Coach Wells lets the clock run down, calls a timeout with 4:06 to go in the ball game. Bears up 28-7, 4 minutes and change away from the state championship. We'll keep it right here.
Boy, and it's looking like that. Lose to Palisade, and you get to go to play for the state championship again.
That's Rifle Works is a proud sponsor of the Rifle Bears. Rifle Works is providing a professional service, bookkeeping, payroll service, employee staffing, secretarial services, and notary public. Rifle Works, where service is our highest priority. Since 1993, Rifle Works, 124 East 4th Street. Call 65-4440.
Fort Morgan 6 has not used any of their timeouts. It's looking like they're going to save them for offense here, but they better stop the Bears here. There's not much point.
Stutzman, oh, hard count. Made Fort Morgan jump. That'll give the Bears a little extra 5 yards. Since 1959, Microplastics has been specializing in a wide range of signs, banners, vehicle graphics, awards, and engravings. Microplastics uses only the latest in digital and laser technologies to produce the highest quality custom graphics. Microplastics is a proud sponsor of today's game. Microplastics, 2 convenient locations in Rifle, 625-1718 and in Glenwood Springs. Call 945-8091. Stutzman turns, hands off, sweep left side. Brock Clark. Clark across the 15 to the 14.
Well, if he got across the 14, that'll be a first down. They may have to measure.
It's a first down.
We're getting a little bit chippy down here on the field. It's going to be interesting to see how well Fort Morgan can hold their composure as they keep going here.
First and 10 Bears. 3:57 remaining.
5 first downs in this drive for Rifle as they go to reach the championship round, doing it in championship style.
Stutzman under center, taking his time. Vance, the lone back, in a 2-point stance. Stutzman, sweep left side to Ty Leyba. Leyba to the 10, knocked out of bounds. about the 8-yard line.
They haven't used Blaine Vance much up the middle, but it's just enough that these sweeps are still effective. Vance has carried the ball now for 97 yards, 13 carries, and that's been enough to just allow Leyba and primarily Brock Clark to be able to just make these sweeps go one play after another.
Knight is wide right. Second and 5 at the 8-yard line. Hand off to Clark over right tackle. Clark brought down the 5-yard line.
Rifle working really hard on the offensive line here and opening up a lot of little holes for Vance and the rest of the crew for Rifle. They're going to get in on this play, I think, even though it's close to the fourth down. Our first down, they're going to pick up this touchdown.
Again, Daniel Liefeld on the sidelines for us. Third down and 2 from the 5. Keeper by Stutzman has the first down. He's down to about the 1.5.
And Rifle now with 6 first downs on this drive.
First and goal, Bears.
They only had 8 in the first 3 quarters of this game. Where's the ball? At the 1?
Just, yeah.
Looks like it. So 4 yards on that quarterback sneak. Fort Morgan had 15 first downs to 8 for Rifle coming into this quarter. The Bears got an interception on the first play of the quarter, and they've had the ball ever since.
Stutzman under center.
Using about 9
Keeper
minutes.
Keeper by Stutzman.
I don't think
pushing
he's in.
Forward. He's inside the 1. Just inches from the goal line. Well, folks, you can start making reservations for Southern Colorado, either Pueblo or Colorado Springs. The Bears are going to play for a state championship. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. ...28-7 Bears. Stutzman trots in with a play.
The Bears have had the ball for all but 1 play of this quarter, and there's a 1:40 to go in the game.
Stutzman keeps it. Follows his lineman. He's in.
Yep, he reached the ball over.
No signal yet.
I saw him with that left arm reaching the
touchdown,
ball over.
Touchdown, Bears! Rifle with the exclamation point. Leighton Stutzman on the keeper. And the Bears are headed to the state championship. 1:27 left, 34-7. Sandoval on for the extra point. High snap, placement kick is up. You betcha. 1:27 to go. The Bears leading 35-7. Back with the kickoff after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Bears Stadium. The Rifle Bears are headed to the state championship. Quarterback keeper by Leighton Stutzman with the final nail in the coffin. They lead 35-7 with 1:27 to go, and it looks like it's going to be Pueblo East. Pueblo East leading Discovery Canyon 31-14.
Well, that drive was incredible. It started at the 9-yard line, took 20 plays to go the 91 yards, used 10 minutes and 26 seconds, virtually the entire 12-minute quarter, leaving Fort Morgan with just under 1.5 minutes to try to score 28 points. Don't think it's going to happen.
Here's Sandoval with the kick. Kind of a knuckleball, bounces at the 10, picked up by Flughoff. Up the middle, Flughoff breaking tackles, a flag is thrown, still on his feet, near midfield, could be coming back.
With the return, tripped up by Ty Leyba. They're getting a flag on the play.
You know, that's the one thing that's kind of marred this game a little bit, is there have been a ton of flags. Last week, I think there were 3 in the game, maybe 4. And it was the players deciding the ball game here. Well, of course, you know, you can't let somebody get away with something. If they're holding, they should be called for it. But it seems like we've done an awful lot of walking backward.
And it's against Fort Morgan.
That's their sixth penalty. They've had 50 yards of penalties, and Rifle has been penalized 9 times for 70 yards.
Fort Morgan's going to air it out here. Schneider in the shotgun. Takes a snap, throws incomplete, dropped by Eric Kimball.
And in the second half, remember the first half, Schneider was 9 of 16 for 111. In the second half, he is 2 of 10 with an interception for 24 yards.
Shotgun snap. Schneider throws, caught at the 30. Running to the near side is Kyle Daniels. Daniels finally knocked out of bounds there by Brock Clark.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what the strategy is here in just dinking the ball off. Maybe that's all the Bears are letting him have.
Third down and 5. Schneider takes the shotgun snap. Sets up, throws over the middle, caught by Isaiah Lopez. He's drilled immediately by Ty Leyba. 52 seconds as they move the chains. 35-7 Rifle. Now they start the clock. Schneider takes a snap. Throws a wet ball, almost picked off. Alex Gould almost got himself a pick 6. He'd have been off to the races.
Boy, Alex has had a great game, hasn't he, both offensively and defensively. He's led the charge on a lot of the effective runs.
Schneider takes the snap, 2nd and 10. Pump fake, hit as he throws. Lofts it up there, picked off. Tyler Bossart.
Well, he just lobs that thing up there, and it gives the other team a chance to just close on the ball. Bossart just dropped back like he was the receiver. And the Bears can just take a knee. I mean, Fort Morgan has 3 timeouts if they want to use them.
But Rifle will be running the victory formation on these play on this set of downs, so don't expect anything out of this.
35-7.
The Bears call timeout.
Timeout Rifle. We'll take a break. 35-7 Bears. Make your plans and probably head to Pueblo for the state championship. This is KMTS. Rifle Bears can get in the victory formation. Tighten the splits. Leighton Stutzman takes a snap, takes a knee, and the Bears are headed to the state championship. Making a return trip. This time, it sounds like they're headed to Dutch Clark Stadium to play Pueblo East. That's it. Rival Bears hugging one another, high-fiving, jumping up and down in celebration. Daniel's going to try and get a couple words with Coach Damon Wells after he talks to his team.
Well, the Bears able to do it the way they like, they've liked to all season long, as getting that ground game going, and particularly here in the fourth quarter, the Bears just dominated. They kept the ball for 20 plays, all of them on the ground. They went 91 yards and just sewed this thing up in championship style.
Able to throw the ball effectively, run the ball effectively. Brock Clark got things going with 2 touchdown runs in the first quarter. One of 29 yards, second one of 11 yards. And a great pass, a 38-yard touchdown pass from Stutzman to Bossart toward the end of the first half.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
How you been?
Been good, Greg.
35-7, the final score. Rifle and Fort Morgan now slowly walking through the line, congratulating each other. Fort Morgan with their heads down. They finished the season at 10-3. And it's Pueblo East and Rifle for the state championship, a rematch with Pueblo East. They played Pueblo East in a semifinal game and destroyed them at Dutch Clark Stadium. But Pueblo East, pretty stout team to knock off the number one ranked Discovery Canyon Thunder. So the Eagles and the Bears. Next Saturday, the 29th, from Dutch Clark Stadium. Daniel Liefeld out there on the field. Gonna wait for Coach Wells to talk to his team. We'll take a quick timeout. 35-7, the Bears beat the Fort Morgan Mustangs to advance to the state championship. Back from after this on KMTS. The Rifle Bears moving on to the state championship to take on Pueblo East next week. The Bears beat the Fort Morgan Mustangs here at Bear Stadium 35-7. Daniel Liefeld standing by with Coach Damon Wells.
I'm down here on the field with Coach Damon Wells after winning this game. Damon, you guys got the job done early, right away. You laid it to them right away. Tell us a little bit about that and how that influenced your plans for the rest of the game.
Well, we just have great kids, and you know, we challenge our kids each and every week to be their very best. And ultimately, like I've said so many times, none of that matters if the kids don't respond. And thank goodness they came out and responded today. We couldn't be more proud of the group of kids we have here in Rifle.
You mentioned to your team just now that they played for 60 minutes real hard. You were very proud of them. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, again, you know, we have great kids. I think in today's day and age, a lot of people are quick to point fingers at teenagers and talk about a lack of work ethic. And I know in our football program, you won't find that here, that I think the boys in our program are everything that's good about America.
You had the ball for almost 14 minutes in that fourth quarter. Tell us about how that changed your plans for the rest of the game.
Well, you know, we do what we do, and our personality is what it is. And, you know, we've worked a lot on throwing the football, but there wasn't a chance in the world we were going to put the ball in the air at that time. We kept looking to the west and waiting for that storm to hit, hoping that it would hit, and it almost did, but it never really did. So we were kind of waiting for that storm to get here.
That's great. Now, tell us a little bit about what your plans are for the rest of the week. I mean, you guys just won the game. I understand that. But tell us a little bit about what your plans will be for practice for the rest of the week and stuff like that.
It's always fun to practice on Thanksgiving. We've been fortunate enough. This is our fourth state championship game in the last 11 years. So we've only won one of them. So maybe we need to look at our process a little bit. But all I know, no matter what the plan, it will include a great deal of work. And mostly we're grateful that we get to spend one more week with this group of boys, and things are going to end on our terms.
Very well put, very well put. Get out there and enjoy this win.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thanks, Daniel. Talking to Coach Damon Wells. So the Bears will take on the Pueblo East Eagles next Saturday at Dutch Clark Stadium for the state championship. Bears played for the state title 2 years ago, lost to Silver Creek at Legacy Stadium, but this time they've switched things around, has Chassa, and now Pueblo East, the higher seed, will get to host at Dutch Clark Stadium. Great historic venue. We were there a couple of years ago for a semifinal game with Pueblo East. The Rifle won handily, but I think they're in for another tough contest, trying to get the state championship, their last, on maybe the 10-year anniversary. They won it in 2004. And looking to get another gold football. And, boy, the Bears certainly had a great game plan today. Got up to a quick start after Fort Morgan won the toss, deferred. And we said, Daniel, in fact, said, well, you want to give the ball to the Bears offense. And they made him pay for it, drove down the field, and brought Clark with a 29-yard touchdown run. Then he had an 11-yard touchdown run. And that great pass from Stutzman to Bossart, just a great game plan for the Bears to beat a much bigger opponent, the Fort Morgan Mustangs, but the credit the defense as well for doing a great job. 35-7 the final, Rifle over Fort Morgan.
Well, the Bears were effective in shutting down the passing game in the second half. They clamped down on Joey Schneider, who had 111 yards passing at the half at 9 of 16. In the second half, he was 4 of 10 with 2 interceptions in the fourth quarter. One of them started the fourth quarter, with 11:56 to go. And Rifle got the ball, and when they gave it back to Fort Morgan, there was 1 minute and 27 seconds, and the Bears had increased their lead from 3 touchdowns to a 4-touchdown insurmountable lead. The other thing the Bears did in the second half was they ran the ball just like they wanted to. They only attempted one pass. They gained 193 yards and 26 carries in the second half. Overall for the game, the Bears rushed 47 times for 328 yards and 4 touchdowns. Fort Morgan looked like they were going to be able to run the ball a little bit. Their big fullback, McBride, had 41 yards in the third quarter. They did not attempt a rush, obviously. They threw one pass that was intercepted, and then they tried to pass 3 times, and the last one of those was intercepted as well. So Fort Morgan for the game carried the ball 29 times for 107 yards. Schneider finished up 13 of 30 with 2 interceptions for 163 yards. Leading ground gainer for them was McBride with 61 yards and 14 carries. The other thing that they were able to do was Eric Kimball, who had caught 5 passes for 74 yards in the first half, caught 1 pass in the second half. He finishes with 6 catches for 86. So the Bears shut down the passing game of Fort Morgan and got their running game into high gear. Even though they scored a couple of rushing touchdowns, one of the key plays, as it turns out, in this game was that fumble that was lost by Fort Morgan in the first quarter. Remember, the Bears only had to go 38 yards, which they did. Clark capped it with an 11-yard run. But that made it a 14-0 game just 6 minutes into the ball game. And from then on, Fort Morgan was kind of playing in mud. They had some opportunities, they spent the entire second quarter in Rifle Bear territory, but until just seconds to go, they were not able to score. And then the Bears just shut them down in the second half. Individually, Stutzman was just 2 of 3. Of course, one of those was the 38-yard scoring strike, but 58 yards passing. He ran the ball a little more than he has in the past, and very effectively, 9 carries for 59 yards and did sneak in for that last touchdown. Brock Clark, we always sing his praises in every game. 21 carries, 141 yards, and those 2 early touchdowns. And Blaine Vance doing his part, doing the hard work in the middle. But this time he finally got to score a touchdown as he broke that 33-yard run in the third quarter. And in a way, that was the clincher, because Fort Morgan had gotten a little closer, and 1 touchdown would have put him within a score of tying up this game. But that run by Vance, I believe that was only his 3rd touchdown of the season. So he's done a lot of the grunt work without getting much of the glory. But today, 13 carries, 97 yards, and that touchdown. And Ty Labor was used a little bit, 4 carries for 31 yards. Bears had 14 first downs to 16 for Fort Morgan. The Bears did not have a turnover. I don't believe they even had a fumble. Fort Morgan fumbled 3 times, and, of course, the one was critical. Penalties, a little bit high for the Bears, 9 for 60 yards. Penalties for Fort Morgan were 6 penalties for 50 yards. But just an outstanding ball game by the Bears. When they couldn't do what they wanted to do early, they went to the air. They were able to hold down the running game and force Fort Morgan to throw the ball, which it looked like they could do effectively. But then in the second half, they were able to clamp down on that as well. So an effective game plan for the Bears, especially the defensive plan and the offense doing what they do, as Coach Wells said. And now they get to play for the championship, 4th time in the last 11 years. Coach Wells been involved with all of them, I do believe.
Yeah, yep.
And, wow, that's great news for Rifle. The only bad news is they have to travel a long way to do it, looks like.
Down to Pueblo, take on the Pueblo East Eagles next Saturday. I assume it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll make sure of that. But Pueblo East and Rifle for the state championship next Saturday at Dutch Clark Stadium. 35-7 our final score, Rifle over Fort Morgan. Best of luck to the Fort Morgan Mustangs on next season. Good congratulations on a fine year to Harrison Chisholm and his staff. And safe travels as they head back to Fort Morgan. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mountain Air Mechanical, McDonald's, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Berthoud Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram Truck, Berthoud Equipment Center, Climate Control Company, Mr. Vac, All Kids Dental, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Napa and Carbondale and Algebel, Carpet One, Bighorn Toyota, Carbondale Insurance Service, Soper Sliding, W.J. Bradley Mortgage, Juicy Lucy's, Alpine Bank, Ian Rifle, Riverside Import Auto, Aspen Orthopedic Associates, W.J. Bradley Mortgage, Young Services, Columbine Ford. Also thanks to Country Florist, our additional sponsors, Wing Nuts, Gilco Petroleum and Tire, Subway and Rifle and Parachute. Thanks to B&B Plumbing, Rifle Works, and Microplastics. Thank you for those additional sponsors. We appreciate your support helping us bring you these broadcasts of these great games. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears. One more game to go for the gold football next Saturday against the Pueblo East Eagles at historic Dutch Clark Stadium. And that game, of course, right here on KMTS. Jack, you won't be joining us. You'll be in Wyoming for Thanksgiving holiday.
And you know, the players love to play on Thanksgiving. Makes it a little hard for us family men.
Yeah. And Daniel, the invitation was open, but you're going to be gone as well.
You know, Nebraska's calling my name.
Well, safe travels and a happy Thanksgiving to you, one and all.
Pueblo East 39, Discovery Canyon 21. The game's still going in the fourth.
Well, it looks like Pueblo East. Either way, Rifle playing for a gold football. Quite a contest. And
Brush winning the state championship.
No surprise there. Brush
14,
over Kent
6.
Wow. Brush, I saw Brush against Glenwood early in the season, and that's a team that could compete with any team in the 3A.
That was Brush against Ken Denver?
Yeah.
Ken Denver has some really fast kids. I refereed a game there. That was my first state playoff game this year. Was doing their game, and they can run that football all over the place, and they didn't look like anybody would ever touch them. So that's really impressive that they got knocked off.
Yeah, Brush winning the 2A state championship. But
Teonia wins the state championship 21-7 over Buena Vista.
All right. So Rifle will play for the 3A title next Saturday at Pueblo at Dutch Clark Stadium. That's going to do it from Bear Stadium. We got our final score, Rifle over Fort Morgan, 35-7. For Daniel Liefeldt and for Jack DeBoer, I'm Ron Millhorn saying so long. Again, final score, Rifle 35, Fort Morgan 7. Thanks to Alicia Sapp for running the board back at the studio. And one more game to go from Dutch Clark Stadium next week. Rifle and Pueblo East right here on KMTS. Have a great weekend.